Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
The K100 Internet Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm running about 4 hours of sleep for the past four days. No, I say about 6 hours for the past 4 days. I was in Vegas, baby. Yeah. Yeah. And I'd love to tell you about my trip. I'd love to tell you everything that went on, but alas, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's Bashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100.
Yeah!
347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Welcome everybody that's tuning in to me. Welcome everybody that's listening to me on the internet via Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Really want to take a moment to say shout out to everybody that I hung with out in Vegas this weekend. All my homies I went, you know what I'm saying, went with. Lost a lot of money. That's all I can say about it. But had a fucking great time doing it, bitches. Yep. Great time doing it. Love that place. Gonna go back. If you've never been, highly suggest that you go. It's an experience, man. You feel me? And like I said, man, it's great fun. I don't know if I'm ever, I may go as a couple or something one day with a chick maybe, but this time I went with the homies and I had a blast. Definitely know where to take your kids. Please don't do that. All right, anyway, moving right along. Welcome everybody to episode 120 of K100 Internet Radio. I just had to share that with y'all. I'll be talking about that in bits and pieces during the day. You feel what I'm saying? Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 120. You are what you bump. Bump, 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 bump. Chip. We'll get into that in a minute. If you're listening to me and you want to send some music into K100 Radio for me to spin some music, the email address for the show, or if you have ideas that you want talked about on K100 Internet Radio and somehow you know about this show and you're not my friend on Facebook or you're not in the K100 group, but you are an avid listener of the show or you just want to suggest it, by all means, send all music correspondence, ideas, feedback, anything of the sort to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, the email address is k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. k100radio@gmail.com. All right? Do it now. I want to remind everybody that we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, and we're also on iTunes as an official podcast in the iTunes store. For those of you who can't tune in to my live broadcast Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 5 o'clock in Vegas. But I can't talk about it. My lips are sealed. My lips are sealed from Vegas. I cannot discuss what went on in Vegas. Because it stays in Vegas. I just say we had a good fucking time. yeah, great time. So look us up on MySpace. Look us up on Facebook. Become a subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes store. If you if we're out of listening time for you guys because we have a set schedule, and if you can't listen to us live and interact with us, the show is still just as good when you listen to the replays. So go to the iTunes store, go up on the podcast, do a search for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that's us. All right? Do that if you can't catch us live. All right? And once again, if you're on Facebook, please do a search for us on Facebook. Be my friend. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum, just in case you didn't know. How you doing? Definition of a grinder. Just got off the plane at fucking 6 o'clock. Barely got here in time to schedule this show and send out these text messages. And still, here I am. That's called dedication, motherfucker. Look it up. It's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Yeah! I'd like to mash gambling. Yeah! Just gambling and period. I'm mashing gambling and period. Yeah! The whole notion of gambling, the whole notion of betting money, I'm mashing it. Yeah! It's because I lost. But that's not what you have to mash. For those of y'all that don't know, Mashing Motherfucker Mondays on K100 is the episode where we let you call in and vent about your frustrations. I actually have no real frustrations. I had a great weekend, besides the fact that I lost a couple hundred fucking dollars. Yeah! Holy shit, Jamolis, and I'm not even employed. Yeah! Where do they do this? What is wrong with this nigga? He's ill. Yeah! I'm asking myself for that. Yeah! Well, I'm employed, but I'm... You know the story. Yeah. So, that's what's going on with me. 347-934-0966. Episode 120. You are what you buck. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis of the show. Then I'm going to open up the phone lines to the listeners, okay? I'm reloaded. Episode 120 of K100 Internet Radio. For those of you who might be listening on the phone lines, I met a few people in Vegas. I gave out a few cards. I sent out a couple of texts. We'll see if they come through. I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But I did do that. So we'll see if they get a chance to hit the show up and see what's popping. I'd like to see if they're gonna do it. I was out there doing networking and all kind of shit, man. Of course, I was getting my flirt on. It's Blizzum. Fucking respect. But I was also getting some networking going on out there. Met a couple people, businessmen and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Talked to some people out there in the clubs. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get some stuff moving. Trying to expand the brand and the name. You know that's what I do. You know that's what I do. Okay, so episode 120. You are what you bump. And I started off like this. So what we're talking about tonight on the show, this is a talk/music show for those of you who might be tuning in for the first time or listening to me out there on the internet via www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. This is a talk/music show. I do spin music, only independence only, but it's mostly talk. That's why it's called Blog Talk Radio. All right? And so I read a synopsis and a breakdown of what I'm talking about for every episode. So here goes. Episode 120. I was recently riding with some friends of mine, some partners of mine, in the back of a limo in Vegas. So anyway, we're riding in the limo. Yes, I got a couple rich friends. We were in the limo. We're in a limo. We ride through Vegas. The one thing we almost never can seem to agree on, and we're five guys that generally of the same cut and creed. We both been through the same thing. We reform hustlers. We're both from the same hood. You feel me? So we're not that different. But one thing we never seem to can agree on, and we all have different tastes and things, is music. We can never seem to agree on what to bump when we all get in the car while we out cruising and we out partying. It is just because it wasn't any different in Vegas. So we all mutually decided to say, fuck it, yo, we in Vegas. Let's just listen to what the fuck the radio is listening to out here, which is totally not what they're listening to. I want to mash Atlanta radio. Yeah! You motherfuckers are whack. 107, kill yourself. Yeah! They know how to fucking jam on the radio in Vegas. Anyway, FM, that is. FM radio. So anyway, you know, but most of the time we bicker and be like, yo, man, change it, man. Man, why you listen to that? Blah, 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 the whole shit. So that brought me to talk about tonight's episode. Now, I have a wide variety of friends and partners, all right? Some of them are businessmen, some are hustlers, some work normal jobs, and some only exclusively do music. So I got a lot of different people that I consider hired an associate. Some are not like ironclad friends, but hired an associate, you know, partners, people I hang with. And, you know, with that being said, I got they're all kinds of different creeds of guys, how they making their living right now, all right? Now, the funny thing about it is, the businessmen, the ones that own businesses, you know what I'm saying, they have to handle business all day, every day and all, these motherfuckers listen to the most gangster music. That's all they listen to. Gangster rap. Some of the hustlers, they really don't even listen to a lot of rap or even a hard rap. They listen to totally different shit. So it's kind of backwards to me. Now, I understand to some people, music is just music. But I've proven time and time again that music can tell you a lot about someone's personality. So, if someone wears a suit every day, but they all listen to Pimp C or Jeezy, which part of that actually tells you the truth about their inner self? The fact that they wear a suit every day, or the fact that they ride around listening to fucking Pimp C and Jeezy every day? Interesting, right? So, I go on as follows. You know, if you can wear a suit and talk intelligent, and you have to interact with people, it's because you get paid to do it. That's your job. But the music that you listen to oftentimes, the music that you really like, if you can relate, you know what I'm saying? If you can't relate to it, why would you bump it? You feel what I'm saying? So it's like if your man, ladies, if your man walks around in jeans and a white tee all the time, but all he listens to is straight songs, Houston, you have a problem, baby. I'm just saying. So here goes the questions, everybody, for episode 120. Does the music you listen to, the music you really listen to, the most reflect the type of person that you really are? Think about that. Not the stuff that you just kind of listen to on the radio when they play it on the radio. The stuff that you go, that you purchase, that you download personally on your iPod and listen to frequently. Does this music really tell the type of person that you really are? I say yes. I'm going to prove it to you. Next question. Do you evaluate what music someone of the opposite sex listens to when you're kicking it with them? I highly suggest you do. And I'll tell you why. Next question. If the music someone listens to does not match a person's look, does that make you suspicious or watchful of them in any kind of way? You should be. And I'll tell you why. What do you think mostly determines what type of music people listen to? Their upbringing, their current lifestyle, or where they're from? Do you listen to any music that would surprise even your closest friends? A style or artist that you only listen to when you are alone? Oh, yo, you got a grill. You a dope boy, all this kind of shit. But at the end of the day, you be riding around listening to Mary J. Nigga. Really? Yeah! I got questions about that, dude. Is there certain music that should be off? This is the number one sneak attack question, people. Is there certain music that should be off limits to a certain group of people? For instance, should people who say they are Christians listen to secular music? Yeah, I saved that question for last on purpose. It's also Master Motherfucker Mondays. Yeah! Let's go to the motherfucker phone lines. Welcome everybody that's on the show. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. First up, Miss Ruby Candy. How you doing, mama? What's going on? How you feeling?
Still sick.
Say what?
Still sick.
That's not good. I hope you get the feeling better.
Yeah, I go in tomorrow, so it is what it is.
Okay. Well, I hope you get the feeling better, but thank you for calling the show and being able to participate.
I call your show even on the surgery table, baby.
No, you won't. If you do, I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be mad at you if you do that. You know what I'm saying? If you ever do that. We're going to fall out if you do that. Don't even call me like that. You know what I'm saying?
I won't call you like that.
All right. Well, you hear what I'm talking about. First of all, it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. You put up a post I'd like to mash Ruby's doctors for her, but I'm pretty sure she'll do it.
Yes.
It's mash motherfucking money, Ruby. What you got for us?
Man, okay, like, I went to, like, after I did my whole little, I went to do chemo and everything like that. So, you know, I was feeling, they gave me some medicine, and so I was feeling, I kept on blacking out, and I kept on throwing up blood, so I went to the emergency room. These motherfuckers tell me, and I had, like, blood clots off of my little tooth that I have for the chemo. These motherfuckers tell me, oh, just go home and get some rest. Like, my fingers, they already signed my death certificate, and I ain't even dead yet, and they're just telling me to go home and fucking get some fucking rest. Who the fuck tells somebody that?
I don't know. That's,
And so I just took all the tubes out, and I just gave them my, like I said, I gave them my what the fuck look, shook my head, and walked out.
Well, I don't want to, you look, Ruby, you're my friend, okay? You're cool with me. I got love for you. I understand why you got upset, but I don't know. I don't know what's up with the whole situation with you and with the doctors and everything, but I need for you to remember that, that you are, you know what I'm saying, sick, and you know you really need to goddamn take great care of yourself, you know what I'm
all
saying?
Right.
So, for the most part, I'm going to need for you to try and try to do the best that you can to do what they say in a way, but if they do tell you some bullshit, I can understand. I'm going to mash it for you.
Yeah.
But I'd like for you to do get some rest. I would like for you to sit the fuck down somewhere, Ruby, and chill. You know, be honest. You know what I'm saying?
And then they said they couldn't get a hold of my doctor because why? He was probably in Vegas with Blizzard because that's where he was, in Vegas.
Well, you need to change doctors. Okay. Episode 120. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you bump. So you heard the questions that I asked. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. Wow. You know, I scheduled this show about 20 minutes ago. I still got a couple people on the line. Impressive. Episode 120. Thanks everybody for tuning in. 347-934-0966. Hit the number 1 if you want to talk. I see everybody that's got their hands up and I'm coming to you. So listen, Ruby. Basically on this show, everybody knows that I'm an artist. If you don't know that, my name is Blizzum. I'm the host of K-160 Radio.
Nice to meet you. My name is Ruby.
Not you, Ruby. The people who might be listening that I met over the weekend or right now, I've got a couple of blank numbers and stuff on the screen. I don't know who these people are. That's just the case. But I'm an artist. I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm a producer and engineer. So I'm really into music. Music is a big part of my life. Besides, I was doing it way before I was doing this radio show. And so this and some things that happened this weekend sparked this particular topic. Now, music to me really tells you a lot about a person. I can talk to somebody and be like, yo, let me see your iPod and just go through their playlist and see what they listening to. And I can gauge certain things about them. And that's what I'm going to start breaking down to some of you people on this particular episode. I had a show similar to this, but not the same as this show. So I know people saying, has he talked about this already? No, this is different from the other episode. Now, the first question is, does the music you really listen to the most reflect the type of person that you really are? So I've asked the question, what are you bumping? That was the other show. What are you bumping? But the name of this show is You Are What You Bump. Okay? That's the name of this particular show. You feel what I'm saying? So when I'm asking you that, I'm asking you in the context of, what do you listen to right now? What do you listen to the most now? Not what you may play every now and again, but the kind of music that you listen to the most? And does it really reflect on your personality? For instance, if you listen to Nicki Minaj a lot or something like that, are you really the type of go dig and get money chick? You feel me? That feel like being sexy is hot? You know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know, it all depends. Or you may be the type of person who listens to a lot of Jill Scott. You feel what I'm saying? And that's more reflective of your personality. I'm telling you, people, follow me on this. Pay attention. Because you might learn something about yourself and the people that you're fucking with. All right, Ruby. Shoot it to me.
I listen to R&B, old school, and blues.
Now, that's totally not your fucking personality, Ruby.
That's what I listen to.
You listen to R&B, old school, and blues.
Yes, I love me some Al Green, some Johnny Taylor, some...
Do any of those people tell you it's all right to fuck girls with a strap on? I'm just asking. Because, Ruby, we know that's what you like to do. So, I'm trying to figure out what part of that tells you that it's okay to do that. So, is that really what that... But that's what you really ride around listening to?
Yes, that's what's in my iPod.
Okay. I do... No, okay, well, I'm just joking. Do you feel like that's what we're saying? Do you feel like what you listen to reflects your personality? What you listen to?
It doesn't reflect mine at all. It doesn't reflect mine at all. Because, like you said, it's just not, I mean, it's not me, but I love it. Like, I've been brought up on it. So, it's you know.
All right. So
I don't like Nicki Minaj.
You should. Yeah.
But I love me some Trina.
Yeah, you should love Trina, Nicki, Lil' Kim. You should love all those motherfuckers because that's really your reflection. Unless, of course, pay attention, everybody. Unless, of course, the personality that the person that we're talking to or about in this show never puts on their true display of who they really are. Now, here we are back to the original part of the show. You are what you bump. Maybe, Ruby, maybe you're really not, at the end of the day, maybe you're really not as wild and as crunk and as freaky as sexual as you would like for people to believe. Maybe that's just fodder. Maybe that's just an act.
Because if you really
listen to a lot of Al Green and blues and all that, then that's really who you are at the core. You're
tell
a laid back.
Tell y'all the truth. I'm finna break it down. I'm really a hopeless romantic at the end of the day.
If that's what you are, you know, I'm telling you, listen, I've studied these people. I know some of y'all out here are going to try to go against the grain and disagree with me on this, but watch, I'll break it down to you. Because I'm going to be asking people what you like and what you bump. Fellas, if your girl likes a whole bunch of 8-ball MJG, lay it down, you hoes, lay it down, pimping my own rhyme. One more time, fellas. Watch that hoe. Watch that hoe. Now, say what the fuck you want to say. Yo, everybody's hitting the number one now. Don't worry about it. I'll get to you. All right. Next question. Do you evaluate the music of people of the opposite sex when you kick it with them? The same sex for you. When a chick is listening, do you check out what chicks is listening to or whatever when you might kick it with them or something? Do you ever just say what kind of music you listen to? Who do you like? Do you ever ask that question?
Yeah.
Why do you ask that question?
Because I'm just curious. I mean, just to see shit. Because if you're riding in my car, I mean, hey, you got to listen to what I listen to.
No.
Basically. And, I mean, it's just like some stuff I don't understand. And, like, one girl that I talked to, she listens to country.
Okay. But does
I don't
she
have
listen?
No problem no, with
that. Everybody... This question is not about what they may listen to every now and again. If every now
yeah,
and again,
she listens
like a,
to it all the time.
I'm talking about what you bump, what you ride around.
Yeah, she rides around listening to country, and she.
Maybe
I
she
mean,
just confuses you, baby. I don't know. next question: if the music someone listens to does not match what a person's look like, does that make you look suspicious? Does that make you suspicious or watchful of them in any
not
kind of
really.
Way?
Does not it? Really. No.
It does to me. Does to me. Well,
now, see, if I say, like you said at first, like if he's all thuggish and, you know, shit like that, listening to Trey Songz and shit, yeah. You watch that nigga.
Yeah. I'm just saying, watch that nigga.
Watch that nigga. Or if your girl ride around listen to some MJG and Pimp C, and watch
that
hoe. Watch that
hoe. She might have a hoe gene deep down in there. Deep down in there. You feel what I'm saying? Uh-oh, I think Ruby got cut off. Oh, yeah, she did. All right, I'll go back to Ruby's line. When she comes back on. Next up, T. Lewis, what's happening, homie? T. Lewis. Uh-oh, it might not be T. Lewis. 850-527.
Hey, this is Blazeberry.
Oh,
Blazeberry in the building.
I thought it was my homeboy, T. Lewis. What's up, Pat? What's happening, Ma?
How are
you? My homeboy, Blazeberry. Blazeberry, everybody, that's on the phone line. I got quite a few people on the line. Blazeberry is an artist. You know what I'm saying? She's a rapper herself. I actually got one of her songs loaded up in here. So funny that you should call. Yeah. You thought I wasn't when I was, right?
Yep.
Right. She was also at the video shoot looking all nice and tasty for the Bet the House video. You're going to see that when it comes out. You know, I'm going to have her cut to her scenes in a slow motion when she's dropping it looking all right. Yeah, that's going to be hot. She's going to make the cut. but while you're on the phone, thanks for calling the show. And I'll, of course, let you get a chance to holler at the people out here, let them know where your music is at. And I also play your song because you did call the show. So I appreciate it. Episode 120 of K100 Internet Radio. You are what you bump. That's what I'm talking about on the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to hit up the show. You're rocking with the best of them. Your host, Blizzum, in the building. Thanks for calling in, everybody. I got my homegirl, Blazeberry, out the 850 on the line. I'm asking some questions, Blaze. Does the music that you really listen to the most reflect the type of person that you really are? Would you say that?
Yes.
It does?
Yes, I would.
What do you bump? What do you bump?
Lil Wayne. I love anything Young Money. Lil Wayne, Drake, Nicki Minaj.
So you like that whole... Okay,
so that's
a reflection of yourself. So the question is, what does that say about you? What does that mean?
I'm different. Like, I don't know. Like, they're crazy. They're funny. I am socially challenged. I will admit that. I'm not on the phone. I'm not texting every single day. But I'm like, when you're with me in person, like, I am funny. I love to be the center of attention. I play
mm-hmm.
jokes on people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to stand out. I'm spunky.
I can see you listening to Nicki because you look like Nicki and you kind of rap like Nicki. I can see why. Not rap like her like that. I'm just saying like you look like her like the sexiness. You know what I'm saying? The whole image that you're projecting, it's kind of like you know what I'm saying, what she's on. Not that you sound like her at all, but that's what I'm saying. You know, I can see somebody says if they look at you and they be like, she probably listens to Nicki Minaj. Well, that's about right. You know what I'm saying? Do you evaluate the music that someone else of the opposite sex listens to when you kick it with them? If you get in the car with a guy, you know, you hook up with this dude and y'all fucking around or whatever, and do you check out what he's listening to? Does that matter to you? And if it does, what does it say about you? Like, if he listens to a certain kind of music, what does that give you an impression of?
The only thing I can say, like, anyone that I'm around, we all like the same type of music, but I did have somebody that I was riding with that, like, listened to Eminem and, like, no offense to all of the Eminem lovers out there, but I hate
I'm an Eminem lover. I'm an Eminem
I'm
lover.
I'm sorry, but I can't see liking somebody who raps about killing his wife or tying her in the trunk of a car. I mean, like, his music is just, like, angry. Like, it's just, I don't know, anything. Like, if Lil Wayne is on a track with Eminem, I will not listen to it.
Really?
I don't like him.
You don't like, because you don't like, so, well, I happen to, he happens to be one of my favorite top artists right now because as an MC, and everybody knows that I rap and listen to the show, lyrically he's unmatched in this game. And I say unmatched, I fucking mean it. No one can stand up to the white boy pen. He's fucking fading everybody. Drake is nice. A lot of people are nice, but if you not what he's talking about, but the words that he uses and the ways that he uses them, he is unmatched in this game. You feel what I'm saying? You may not
his
like what he's talking
powerful.
About, but his words, but his wordplay and his lyricism, he's unmatched. A lot of people say a lot of witty, funny shit. Drake has a lot of great punchlines. When he mixes it in with the singing, it makes it hot, especially with the production that he's choosing. That's why Drake is hot, but he cannot out-lyric. None of these guys are really lyrically fucking with the white boy. So that's why I like him. Not that I like him talking about killing his baby mama, even though I've wanted to kill mine before. But, you know what I'm saying? But that's not. I'm listening to him from that vantage point, so that's why I feel like he's a great artist to me. But I can understand why people like you who don't listen to him. But you know, I do ride around bumping Eminem. But at the same time, if that is a reflection of my personality, because not that I want to kill my baby mom, so that I want to that I hate my mom, that I would call my mom a bitch, or a lot of the shit that he does that I don't necessarily do. But that deep down, me against the world mantra that he brings. You feel what I'm saying? That true life, tell your story, and that's your story, and you sticking to it on the tracks, that's me all day long. So that's the reflection of me as an artist and me, period. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I would say I actually am, when I'm riding around bumping him, I do have I do get riled up, and I do get angry, and I do get crunk when I'm talking about something that means a lot to me, and he exudes that on beats. And so I feel like, yeah, you could match that up with what I'm talking about. You feel what I'm saying?
But, like, he's mean. Like, mean people are mean. I don't like mean people. Like, him, like, if I had to compare him to a movie, he would be a horror movie. Okay, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, they would be, like, an Adam Sandler production. Like, I do not like mean people. Like, I can be mean, too, but to, like, just be enraged, I would be scared to meet him in person.
I don't know. That's
I do not want to
meet
him.
Okay, let me. I got a lot of people on the phone line, so I got to get to these calls, and I also got to play your song. So let me move right along. But I see what you're saying. But I think that's a mistake. I think that people when they judge, when they listen to his music, I think they get that, and that's the only thing they're looking at it. And I look at it in a totally different way, but maybe it's because I'm an artist. What do you think mostly determines what type of music people listen to? Do you think it depends on how you were brought up, the lifestyle that you're living right now currently, or where you're from? Which one of those do you think mostly determines what people listen to?
Your current lifestyle, because I was brought up listening to, like, the Gap Band, Diana Ross, Casey and the Sunshine Band, but, like, my lifestyle now is, like, crazy. Like, I'm in the modeling industry. I'm in hip-hop, rap, singing. Like, that's what I'm into.
Okay.
I don't think it has to do with anything about where you're from.
I don't know, Blaze, I'm batting zero here with you. I don't think that's the one I would pick. Because I say that because, like I said in the synopsis at the beginning of the show, I know businessmen who ride around listening to MJG, Pimp C, Gangsta Shit, Jeez, that's all, because they used to be dope boys, now they're not. You feel me? But that trap mentality, that hustle mentality, stuck with them. They just transferred it over to something legit. So right now, they make great money, and they don't even touch any kind of drugs, anything. But the only shit they're listening to is some balling out, some trap shit, some dope shit, because that's what they used to be. But they transferred it, and now they hustle, and they doing legit shit. But that shit kept with them and stayed with them so much, so long, that that's what they like. More so, if you look at their life now, they should be listening to Drake or Jay-Z or somebody who's talking about powerballing and shit like that and having money, but they don't give a fuck about that. They want to hear that hood shit. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's why I know more people who do that, the music that they listen to actually is a reflection of what they used to be growing up in their younger years and what they are now, but they never crossed over. Their music taste didn't cross over once they start making legit money. I know more people like that than I do people who listen to how they are, their life, and what it reflects right now. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why I picked that one, all right? Now, next question.
Okay.
Do you listen to any music that would surprise even your closest friends? Maybe a style on an artist that if somebody was to get in the car and you was listening to that, they'd be like, what the fuck, Blaze? What the hell? Anybody?
Absolutely. Rock and roll. Like anything Paramore, anything rock and roll, I'm bumping it. Lil Wayne is on that rock and roll-ish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't surprise me if I got in the car with you when I met you that day and you were at the video shoot and everything, just talking to you, having a conversation with you. It wouldn't surprise me at all, frankly. If I got in the car, because of the look, you know, so I could get in the car and she looks kind of rocked out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she might be listening to something like that. It wouldn't surprise me. Let's see. Last question. Is there certain music that should be off limits to a certain group of people? For instance, should people who say they are Christians listen to secular music or, you know, something like that?
I don't know. Like, I would just find it weird if, like, people from my church that go to church every Sunday, every Wednesday say that they listen to Lil Wayne all the time and Rick Ross. I would expect them to listen to gospel music, but it's a free country. You listen to whatever you want to listen to.
So, it's a free country. We understand that. But I personally don't think people who say they are Christians now, if you just say you go to church and you say, you know, but if you're gonna be on FB preaching to me, and then the next minute you're posting up the hottest Rick Ross song, it's the type of shit I be talking about, Blaze. It's the type of shit that gets under my fucking skin. And this is K100 Radio. Keep it 100. All right. I don't like it when people do that. I don't like when they preaching to me, the Lord love me, blah, blah, blah. And every goddamn time I look up, you posting a Nicki Minaj song. Shit ain't adding up to blue. You see, this type of shit I'm talking about. Now, that's the most controversial question of the night. But I know a lot of people who consider themselves to be Christians who listen to rap. You feel what I'm saying? But I feel like if you're really saying that you are really, truly a Christian, you shouldn't really be listening to rap like that. That's why, that's just my opinion. Now, a lot of people going to fucking hit the number one and shit. Like, look, see, I mean, I just said that like five people hit the number one at the same time. If you was looking at my switchboard, because it's a whole bunch of people that don't agree with that shit, because these are the same motherfuckers who do what the fuck I just said. But, listen, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it 100, that's just how I feel. I don't think a heterosexual
because
male...
Because I listen to Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj doesn't mean I cuss. Like, I do not cuss a lot. And I'm not saying that I'm not a Christian, but I do pray three times a day. I try to live my life right. You know, I think about my actions before I make them, but just because I listen to cuss words doesn't mean that I'm that type of person. I don't cuss in front of my kids like that. I don't cuss at people like that. I work at a doctor's office, so I have to be presentable. Like, I have to, you know,
okay.
Talk
yeah, but I'm talking about that. Yeah, yeah, that's totally different. But I'm talking about that deep down persona. I'm telling you, you'll find. I'm going to dig deep tonight, everybody. I'm going to find it out. All right, Blaze, tell everybody. I got a lot of people listening on my show. Like I said, this is my homegirl, Blaze Berry. This is K100 Talk and Indie Music. So you know when I got an indie artist on the line that took the time out to call in the K100, and I got the music loaded up, I must, in fact, play it. So, Blaze, I'm going to get ready to play one. I don't have the name of the track loaded up because it was a mixtape that you gave me. So I just loaded up track number 4 off the mixtape that you gave me. But this is my homegirl, Blaze Berry. Yeah, I'm going to run her joint real quick. Before I run it, Blaze, tell the people how they can find some of your music if they want to check it out.
They can find me on Facebook.com/BlazeAlicious. That's BlazeAlicious. Or MySpace.com/499833025. Or simply just Google Blaze Berry. That'll pull up all of my websites. BlazeBerry.
All right. And fellas, and anybody else that's on my Facebook page, she's one of my Facebook friends. Blaze Berry, just tell her you heard her on K100, and I'm pretty sure she'll accept that friend request. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Fellas, trust me when I tell you, do it now. All right. This is my homegirl, Blaze Berry, off her mixtape. I don't even know. Track 4 off the mixtape. But the mixtape is out. It's pretty good. Here it is. We're coming right back after this to K1's Internet Radio.
Let your speakers pop.
Yeah. All right. Just that simple. Got him in the ties, little boy, a super size.
go, Blaze Berry, you understand, off her mixtape, you feel me, track 4, you dig? Blaze, you still on the line?
Still on the line.
All right, thanks for calling in. I'm getting ready to take the rest of these calls. You feel me? Check out my homegirl, Blaze Berry's music. She's my friend on Facebook. If you're my Facebook friend,
yeah,
go ahead and friend her. You know what I'm saying? Do that. You feel me? Check for her in the Bet the House video also. She good people. We're going to get that Blaze Berry Blizzard collab in too. I told you, I wasn't bullshitting about that. I got you.
I'm waiting.
All right, stay on the line. LL, what's popping, ma?
What's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling
hello,
the
hello.
Show.
Hello. Of course, of course.
You know it's Mashing Motherfucking Monday.
Yeah!
Oh, hold up. Blaze.
Yes.
I forgot to tell you, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, okay, 100?
Yeah!
That's why I give everybody who calls my show a chance to go the fuck off on the motherfucker about anything they feel like going off on the motherfucker about. You got anything that you want to go ahead and smash a motherfucker? It's called Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Anything?
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start.
Just give me one, and I'll go to give me one. Anything. Somebody piss you off. Who made you off? Who pissed you off?
To my previous office manager. He just fired my ass after 4 years for forcing me to work in a hostile work environment.
Okay, we can...
This is so bad it made it to the article, okay? Yeah, I want to bash her ass. Now, she's a hypocrite, okay? Now, this hoe claimed to be in church every Sunday, but then she run around the office. No, I don't even want to get started on that. You got to be a beast.
All right. I'll mash her for you. I got her. I got you.
Yeah!
Official K100. We got her ass. All right. Stand
Appreciate
by. You. All right. LL, what's poppin', mama?
What's up, K100?
What's going on?
Ruby, I hope you feel better.
I know. She was on. Oh, she's back on the line. Well, is that? Oh, I got to scoop down some. Oh, yes. Ruby's back on the line. She is. Ruby.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about
okay.
that, y'all.
All right. I know. LL, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays.
Yeah!
What you got for me?
All right, well, I don't know. I want to mash everybody out there who is not taking the time out to spend quality time with their family. I lost someone really close to me today. And you always think about the moments that you could have spent, the things you could have did. Do it now while you still have them. If you're not doing it, I'm going to mash you because you need to handle that.
Right.
Yeah!
Anybody I know?
My Auntie Rose.
Oh.
I don't know if you met my Auntie Rose.
No, I don't think I've ever met her. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, first of all. But, you're right. If you, anybody who doesn't spend time with the people they love or the people that love you as often as you can, check yourself.
Yeah!
She's right. Okay. So, episode 120, and I know you're going to have something to say about what I said.
You know I do, right?
Yes.
You know I do.
I know, but it's true. It's true. It's K100.
Which part is true? We're going to
get right to it. I already know which one you don't agree with, but it doesn't matter.
Which one I don't agree with? Which one? Tell me which one.
You don't agree with the fact that if you say you're a Christian, you shouldn't listen to secular music.
That's not even the one that I disagree with that, but that's not the one I strongly disagree with.
Well, let's get to it. Does the music you really listen to reflect most the type of person that you really are? Now, this is a personal question I'm asking you. Do what you listen to reflect your personality?
Yes, because I listen to a variety of things, and it reflects my personality because you know me. I can be a chameleon in any situation. You know what I'm saying? I can go from hosting the top 40s radio show to hosting the country show. You know what I'm saying? I can do that. I can do the smooth jazz show. So, yes, it does. It's a direct reflection of who I am because I love all types of music, and I can place myself in any one of those situations and still shine as a personality or a host or whatever.
All right, look, you're going to open up a can of worms, and people are going to try to take that whole little fucking field right there and follow you. I'm stopping it now. Okay, listen, everybody.
But
I know
it's true.
No. I know some of you are going to try to pull off what LL just tried to pull off on my show. I'm stopping you right now. I know some of you may listen to a variety of music, and you're going to say, well, I'm just well-rounded, so I listen to a lot of things. So that's what my personality. No. The one that you really bump the most, people, The one that you really bump the most, the one that really move you, the one that you really love. I know you may listen to a little Garth Brooks L. I know you may listen to a little Mary Mary L. I know you may listen to a little 8-Ball L. I'm talking about the one that you really, that you know, come on. Everybody has that one genre that they really fuck with. All right?
Okay.
Not, come on. Give it to me.
I don't listen to 8-Ball because I don't relate
saying.
To 8-Ball.
Not 8-Ball.
I don't
saying.
Rap along to those songs. I look at women who do, like, really. But
right.
I do understand that some of them live that gutter life. I ain't never lived that gutter life. So, okay, whatever. If that's your thing, flow with it. If you relate to it, flow with it. All
right.
I really can't. When you say what you bump the most.
Yeah.
It's wherever I'm at in my life. It's whatever I'm going through. It's whatever situations have come about is what I listen to the most. So, I mean, right now, who's in my CD deck? And I still buy CDs. I buy CDs, people. Buy CDs. Buy CDs. No. Buy CDs.
I concur wholeheartedly. Now
I don't. You gotta buy CDs.
All right.
You
I
gotta
agree.
Buy CDs.
Right.
Especially for mixtapes, you gotta buy those CDs. I mean, it's all the start. You gotta buy that stuff. You gotta buy that stuff so people, for these independent artists, to begin to build what they're ultimately trying to get to. You have to buy it. If it starts off at the $5 mixtape, you buy that. And then when their first album drops in the store, you go buy that because they're looking at those sales. You have to buy CDs. CDs are very important to still be purchased. You still need to purchase those CDs. If you're supporting an artist, you need to buy their mixtapes. And as soon as their first album hit the stores, you need to go and purchase that. You
right.
really do. It's a
or
need.
At least,
it's a need.
Or at least get the download through iTunes so that counts just the same.
Or the download, exactly.
Right,
I still like
right.
to buy CDs.
Right.
But I still like to chuck CDs out the sunroof and they garbage. But that's just my thing. But,
back to the question.
I mean, I need to, what's the question again? Okay, who's in my CD deck right now?
The reason you bump really perfect, but, you know, when you're listening to something, and it's, you know, which one of them really reflect your personality, honestly, the one that you really listen to the most?
Okay, I'll follow you. Jasmine Sullivan's in my deck right now, but I did kick her out for Chrisette Michelle. That's
okay.
what reflects my personality right now.
And these are women who normally talking about girl power, the bashing of males,
yes.
the bashing of cars, out
not
windows out of cars.
Okay, wait, like I said, I kicked Jasmine out because Jasmine did have a lot of that on her album.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
her new album is both of their current ones that just dropped last week.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine does have a lot of that, and I'm not there. So mm-hmm. I was kind of previewing it, so I had to take her out and put back in Chrisette Michelle. Because Chrisette mm-hmm. Michelle is less on the you broke my heart, so let me get back at you. She's more on the her own, you know, her own empowerment, her self-empowerment. She has a track where, you know, she's, you know, I'm going to be my number one, you know.
Okay.
I'm not,
right.
you know, I don't need you to do it, so that's cool. I that's where I'm at right now. So,
okay.
yes.
All right. So
along
now,
those lines, yeah.
Okay. So if the music someone listens to does not match, like, do you evaluate what music someone of the opposite sex listens to when you kick it with them? If you kick it with a guy, do you look at what he really listens to a lot and pay attention to it?
I do because I'm paying attention to how he's grooving to it mainly.
Because uh-huh.
that's what's going to tell you. I mean, people can put anything in, and a lot of times you'll run into people, they'll throw something in a deck thinking that you're going to like it, thinking that that's where you're at. And it's not
uh-huh.
necessarily. They just have, you know, their collection to try to relate to, you know, if
mm-hmm.
it's a dude and he got a chick in the car, I'm going to put this in there. She might like this, or, you know, she might like
right.
this. It goes both ways for, like, female artists and rap artists, you know what I'm saying? R&B and rap, it goes both ways. So they'll have that collection of trying to fill you out. So
right.
I'm trying to look at them to see how they're vibing to it, to see if it's something they really like,
mm-hmm.
or if it's something they just trying to, you know what I'm saying, make an impression with. That's
right,
what I
right. Because you put some Beyonce in the car. If I'm in the car and you put some Beyonce or Jasmine Sullivan all that on, I'm gonna tell you straight up, yo, I mean, it's your car, it's whatever, but I wouldn't listen to it. I don't even fucking front. So I don't even have, like, a collection for the chicks. Nigga, you get this motherfucker, you're probably going to be listening to some Blizzard, or you can get the fuck out.
Yeah,
bitch.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But
if
not, then
I,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't expect to hear Blizzum.
Kill yourself.
Yeah.
Kill yourself. I mean, really. But anyway, let me move on. If the music someone listens to does not match what they look like, does it make you suspicious of them? Suspicious of them?
Again, it's how they're vibing to it because, I mean, the point that I did disagree with you on the most was that you were saying your homeboys in the business suits, they're listening to Jeezy and whatever, Heavy,
right.
Whatever, and you think that they should have crossed over.
No. I didn't say that. No, I didn't. You misheard
okay.
me. Okay. I never said they should.
You said their style of music didn't cross over with what they were doing.
That's because
okay.
the question that you're talking about is, I asked, what do you think determines what type of music people listen to most, their upbringing, their current lifestyle, or where they're from, and I picked their upbringing. You feel what I'm saying? What they've been through,
okay.
and where they're from, more so than their current lifestyle, especially if you're in your 30s. You feel me? People who are in their 30s, you feel what I'm saying? Mostly what they're doing right now in their life is not with the shit they listen to. Most of the time they listen to some shit that they were reflective of what their mind state and what their life was when they were in their teens and early 20s. And I noticed that about our generation, Generation X. And so I said that the fact that they listen to that, I know these niggas personally. That's what the fuck them niggas really is like at the heart. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, the rest of the business world may look at them and think they should be listening to some, you know, some Drake or some softer shit. But I know these niggas' true personalities. I hang with these niggas. And Pimp C and the 8-Ball MJG Jeezy type of niggas is really who they really are. Really.
Yeah.
For real. You feel what I'm saying? And so I said
okay.
that they were an example that I used as to how you could meet them in a certain light. You could meet them on the business tip. You feel what I'm saying? But you really don't know them. But that's what they got to do because that's how they eat. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly, because it's still a hustle and it's still a grind. And, like, I will listen to, there are some dirty grinding, you know, tracks that I personally like because it's still a hustle, it's still a grind. And people, I might have that in my car and people be like, what'd you listen to this for? You know what I'm saying? That don't look like you. You don't act like that. You ain't lived that life. But for me, music is all about the content and the message in the music, not really about the beat. A lot of times it is about the beat, but I'm listening to the lyrics. I'm one of the rare people who listen to the lyrics. And if what your lyrics are telling me is to get on your grind and make something happen, no matter what words you're using to say that, and I'm in grind mode, then that's what I'm relating to at that time. My grind, you know, my grind ain't never been on the street. And it's always been in the office. You know what I'm saying? But it's still a grind. It's still a hustle. So I can still relate to that because you're still trying to make something happen.
I know people are gonna say that, and they're gonna be like, yeah, what she said. Moving along.
I'm the number one because you was just gonna disagree with me on everything.
Because I
kind of thought
I agree with that, but I agree with that. I understand what you're saying, and like I said, I can see where you're going with that line of questioning. Not that question, but that thought process. I understand that, but at the end of the day, you feel me? I don't know about cats walking, you know what I'm saying, who really can't. Yeah, I got a problem with niggas who never spent the day in the trap, who never even seen what crack looked like riding around bumping Jeezy like they can relate, nigga. Kill yourself. Fuck, nigga, I said it. You don't like it.
I mean, you know what? I can tell you, maybe it's
the nigga in me because I know I've been through that shit.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Why do you
really love Jeezy, nigga, for real? Because I know. See, the thing about it is, when you listen to a Jeezy album, and people be like, that's why I say, because I don't fuck with the shit no more or whatever, but Jeezy can say some shit on some of his songs, you feel me? And if you've done that shit before, then you can really get it.
You don't know what he's talking about.
Over your head. Half of the shit Jeezy say, if you ain't never fuck with that shit, nigga, that shit is going over your head. You really just listen to the beat, and you might get the general concept, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? But when he start talking that Pyrex shit and that Four and the Baby shit, nigga, you don't know what the fuck this nigga talking about, nigga. Kill yourself. You feel what I'm saying? And so I'm like, okay,
I definitely agree with you on that, especially when they in the club rapping the lyrics at the top of their lung like they did that
I totally
agree with that because you don't. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to catch me, even if I listen to the grind, you're not going to catch me rapping it at the top of my lungs like I live it, like I die by it. That's not going
to
happen.
Right. So I just wanted to make sure that I clarified that. That's why I was like, I hear you, but then again on that one. So the last one, let me go so I can get to the next caller. Is there certain music that should be off limits to certain groups of people? For instance, should people who say they are Christians and really like to preach to you about living your life right and blah, blah, all this kind of stuff, should they be listening to secular music? You see it all the time on Facebook. People post up Bible verses one day, then the next day they're posting up the new goddamn Shout Hello song. They just annoy me.
I know that annoys
you. Me. They annoy me.
Okay.
People make me sick.
Should they be listening to it? If they are all the way there and claiming that they are perfect in their walk, no. I don't. Unless,
okay.
Only a section of that would be if you are in the industry. Because if you're in the industry as far as producer, artist, or whatever, and you have a message to get across, because to me that's all music is you're getting a message across, then you kind of do need to know what's out there in order to reach an audience that maybe you would not have reached. But if you're not in the music industry and you don't need to know that and you're all the way there, then you need to wait for the secular song to come out with that hot beat like Mary Mary's, you know what I'm saying, and with the auto-tune. You need to wait for that song to come out if you're all the way there. It needs to be introduced to you through Christian music. You don't need to be – that's the way I feel about it.
Okay. All right. That's all. Hey, fair enough. Thank you, babe, for calling the show. Please stay on the line
of
if you can,
course.
All right?
I will.
All right. I got a lot of people on the line. A lot of people feel strongly about their music. Up next, I got Shay. I see Michigan Girl. I see Jana. I see Key. I see Keisha L. And I see a 678. I see a 718. And I'm getting everybody. And I got a couple of private callers. Shay, what's popping, babe?
What's up?
It's going down. You know the drill. First off, Mash the Motherfucking Mondays.
Yeah.
On K100 Internet Radio. What you got for me?
My mash is for the workplace. How about let's mash those people who, okay, when you take a break, you're taking a break to get away from the stresses of your job, because it's enough hell going on that for whatever the 30 damn little minutes that you get is your time. Let's mash the people that want to come into the break room and talk about damn work like they ain't got 8 more hours to talk about the work.
Hate those motherfuckers.
Why they got to drag it on into the break room?
Right. Why you do that, nigga? Why do you do stuff like that, people?
I mean,
who does that? Why would you do that if you had work coming in the motherfucking break room and goddamn you want to talk about some more work shit?
And then get mad because you ignore them when you give them the what the fuck look. And just
I don't even know them. I'll be like, shut the fuck up, nigga. I'm on break. How about that? Fuck ignoring them. Nigga, shut
like,
the fuck
I'm
up, nigga.
Here.
I'm on break. Don't come on my motherfucking break, nigga. Don't come in the break room on break, nigga. Talking about work shit, nigga.
It's
know what I'm saying?
For a reason.
Nigga, that's annoying.
Especially when
there.
It's 30 degrees outside and you don't want to go sit in your car. Hello?
I ain't going to sit in the car. You go shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Can I just
tell them to shut the fuck up, Shay. Tell them to shut up. You can't be nice with the motherfucker. Do certain. Sometimes it's not time to be. And when you do it one time, they're going to know from now on not to come in there fucking with you on some work shit on your break.
What I started doing is just turn the lights off. We got these two-track lights or whatever, and I just turn the lights off. And so when they see me in there with the lights off, they know I'm not turning them on. They just go away. But that's my cue right there. It's like, look, when I turn the lights off, that means I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, but you don't own the whole break room, so you can't just shut the whole lights off like that.
And they can't just start talking about damn work, so I turn the lights off. If they don't like it, they can go somewhere else.
That's it. Episode 120. You are what you bump. Does the music you really listen to most reflect the type of person you really are, Shay?
I really
Not
think it does.
The music you bump, the shit you bump constantly now. I don't want everybody trying to pull a fast one on me like LL did a minute ago. The music with the whole variety shit, I don't want to hear it. The shit you really bump.
Yeah, it does. Because I like to listen to some Mary J. Blige. I like to listen to some Alicia Keys. I listen to some Jill Scott. But then again, I like a little rap too now. You know, I love myself some Eminem. You know, I got to listen to some BLIZM. You know, I like.
That guy's
like
hot. But, as I was saying, as you were saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those
people reflect your personality, and you say that because they are what they talk about the strong, independent sister type deal thingy. Is that the mantra? Is that where we
soulful music,
that?
But it has a beat, you know, it's something that I can relate to, you
right.
know, all of those are, like, really good artists, and, you know, I respect
okay.
their grind, you know, that kind of thing, so,
okay.
yeah.
right. If do you evaluate the music of someone of the opposite sex when you kicking it with them, a romantic interest of sorts, if you fucking with them or whatever, do you evaluate what they listen to?
Yeah, I like to check it out. It kind of gives me a little bit of insight into their personality a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And what is that personality? What does that tell you? What are you looking for? What is that you're checking out? Like when you, what are you checking for? What are you looking
not
for?
Not that I'm checking anything out. I just want to
I'm
see
checking.
What kind of person they are. You can tell a lot about a person by the kind of music they listen to. You know, like where their mindset is at. You know, how deep they are, if they're shallow kind of people. You know, by how the level of music that they listen to.
That's right.
That's kind of what I'm checking out, I guess.
Right. Once again, fellas. Might want to watch that motherfucker if she riding around listening to a whole bunch of 8-Ball, MJG, and Pimp C. Might need to watch that hoe. This is tidbit information for my people in K100 Radio. Women that ride around listening to 8-Ball, MJG, and Pimp C, albeit they may not necessarily be a hoe, they got that nigga gene in them. Careful. Warning, Real Robertson. Got a lot of people hitting the number one when I said that because I know they listen to it. I'll get back to you motherfuckers. Don't go nowhere. Shay.
Yes.
Let me ask you this one. If someone is listening to something and they're not the part, they don't look the part, does that make you suspect of them? You know what I'm saying? If they all suited up and nice all the time, but all they're listening to is trap music, or if they all they ever rock is jeans and t-shirts and then all they're listening to is R&B, does that make you look at them and just a little sideways?
It might
kind of
make me wonder.
Uh-huh.
It might kind of make me wonder if maybe they're not being completely truthful. Because people who are, who know who they are, you know, their music reflects that in them. People who are not quite sure about where they're going, what they're doing, you know, who they are as an individual, their music is kind of going to reflect that too. Because it's not going to match up with them.
Okay. Interesting.
It's going to be like they're drifting musically.
Oh, yeah. I'm asking these questions because I do it all the time. I always ask people what they listen to, who you like. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do that too.
I get in there
even if I don't listen to the...
Go ahead.
Even if I don't like the same thing, I still like to know what they listen to because it tells me about them.
Well, when I get into a... that's my thing. I always... If I get into a motherfucking female car and this bitch got more motherfucking Charlotte Lowe and Jesus CDs than I do, I'm watching this hoe. Now... Not because I think she might be a hoe. It's just it means she got a lot of nigga in her. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that might
a lot of the women who listen to a lot of hard rap got a lot of nigga mentality in them. You feel what I'm saying? And they're real quick, they'll get on that "I don't need you, nigga" type shit on you, which they may not, but still the attitude that come with a female who got a little too much nigga in them really don't care for them to tell. All right, next question. Do you listen to any music that would surprise even your closest friends?
Yep.
Really?
Not on a regular, but now I like some rock. excuse me. I like to listen to a little rock sometimes. And I like a little bit of country. I'm a Gretchen Wilson fan. Probably shouldn't say that too loud, but I do. I like to listen to some Creed. So, yeah. Not every day, but when I get into those moods, yeah, I want to jam out with that.
Okay, last question. Should a certain type of music be off limits to a certain group of people? For instance, of course, I'm going to keep using this same example. If you say you're a Christian, should you be listening to secular music? If you say you're a Christian.
If you say you're a Christian and you preaching to me about what I'm supposed to be doing right, how are you going to have the nerve to part your lips to say you're going to listen to something else if you're trying to tell me what I need to be doing and you ain't even doing it yourself?
Okay. That's all I'm saying. I'm just asking. I mean, I don't want to just pick on Christians. If you're supposed to be a heterosexual male, why would you be listening to Homo Hop? Matter of fact, I want to mash Homo Hop officially on K100 if I haven't before. I get that bitch to 21 saloon on you hoes.
Wow.
I'm not going to let the fags take hip hop. I'm not going down without a fight. You don't like it? Fuck you. Hang the fuck up and log off now. 347-934-0966. How you doing, everybody who's offended by that? I'm sorry.
Did you check out that one video that was on Facebook?
And I want to mash you for forwarding it to me. Yes, I want to mash Shay for forwarding me the fag video.
I just had to let you see that.
Yeah,
because it just appalled me. I had to share that with you.
I could have lived without knowing that it even existed. But I'm asking you for that.
No,
you're not getting off. I'm asking you for that. Next caller, Shay forwarded me a video thought would be interesting for me to see this nigga sounding like Neo with his boyfriend video hugged up with the other fag boyfriend walking by. Really, you know what? I'm hanging up.
I so wish you could put that on there, though. I wish you could put that on the airwaves.
I'm not even supporting nor promoting that shit.
I know. Peace. That's what we're trying to do with that.
Well, I'm actually trying to get one of those dudes on here to interview, though. One of the fag rappers. I'm going to get one on here. I'm not going to call him a fag rapper when I get him on the show, but I'm going to respectfully call him a homosexual hip-hop artist.
Well, if you really want him,
I'm trying to interview one of those. I want to dig deeper to the mind of one of these niggas. Because these are confused niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. I think they're confused already, just in general, but these niggas really confused because now you want to...
I thought
you
it was a joke at first.
No, these motherfuckers are trying to make a move.
Yeah.
And they got an audience, and they're going to make money because if you're a homo, why would you want to hear me talking about fucking a chick all day? You really don't want to hear that. You want to talk about a guy fucking a guy because you're a fag. So I get why it sells. I get why it's relevant, but I'm still mashing and killing it.
I'm telling you,
but
it's
I'm
the
not
whole
a
fan page.
I'm not a homophobe. I like to say that disclaimer. All right, next caller. Michigan girl, what's happening? Thanks for calling the show. can you talk?
Can you talk? What you doing? I was just saying.
You was like, hold on. I know
I
what you was
saying. I said, what's up?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, kill yourself for can't
eat
here today.
Okay. Mash your motherfucking Mondays.
Yeah.
What you got for me?
I ain't got nobody to mash today. I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good today.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Would you like to, in fact, mash yourself?
Yeah.
For all the times that you mash your manager and come to find out she gave you a great evaluation that's going to get you a promotion with more money?
Yeah.
Would you like to mash yourself for that?
No, because the baby pissed me off. All right, I'm just asking.
Episode 120. You are what you bump. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call to the show. Thanks to everybody that's on the phone lines. I'm going to get to everybody. I got an hour left in the show, so we got plenty of time. Please hang on if you can. I'm going to get to everybody. I promise. Hey, all of you numbers down there, I'm going to get to everybody. Got my homegirl, Michigan Girl, on the line. Does the music you really listen to the most reflect the type of person you really are? The shit that you really bump now. Not talking about you listening to a little bit of everything, but the shit you really bump.
Yeah, the music that I really listen to, I would say, yeah, it reflects me. Because I mostly listen to, like, you know, R&B, Mary J., Monica, Keisha Cole, Alicia Keys, you know, Beyonce. I mean, I throw some rap in there. I got Blizzum, got some Blizzum.
That guy's hot! I can understand why you're
hot. You can understand, you feel me? So, I mean, but mostly it's like R&B and then like some old school hip hop. So, you know, I think it reflects me.
Okay, I think, you know, you're laid back. You're not always, you're not all crunk. You ain't all, you know what I'm saying, hood, kind of, sort of. Well, that's all you say.
Hey, now, don't be bringing to the past episodes of the show. I got my WAP. I got some Blizzum. I got some T.I. I got some Twista because I'm from up north,
Okay, all right, but for the most part, you're an R&B chick, and it's a reflection of what your personality is, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Do you evaluate the music of someone of the opposite sex that you might be kicking it with? Do you check what they listen to when it's a guy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna peep out what he listens to, cause I mean, if you bumping straight songs a little bit too hard in the radio, now when we trying to do some other things, it's cool for you to have a nice mix CD with Trey Songz, Usher, whoever, but I mean, you just riding out to that. I might be a little concerned, or you know, you listening to some questionable music, I might be a little concerned.
Touche. Once again, ladies, if your guy's R&B collection Not that he has it on decks for when he get ready to mash your ass. But if his R&B collection is getting bumped in his ride more than yours, I'm just saying, you may have a problem, Houston. All right. I'm just saying. If someone listens to music that doesn't match their look, like if they look one way but they listen to another thing, you look at them sideways, guy friend or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just anybody.
If they listening to something that don't match them, like you were talking about your friends that wear the business suits and, you know, they listening to hardcore rap, I might, like, kind of be like, oh, for real, I'm shocked. But my first thought is going to be, oh, that, you know, he might, just because he wear a business suit, he might have grew up in the hood and that's what he know, or maybe that's what he used to do. So I might look, but then I'm going to try to figure out why maybe they listen to that kind of music.
Exactly. And like I said, that leads me to the next question is, what do you think determines mostly what type of music people listen to? Is it their upbringing, their current lifestyle, or where they from?
I think, honestly, it depends on the person. Because for some people, for me, it's kind of all three. Like I said, I'm from up north, so I still, you know, I listen to some Twister and some, you know, things from up north, you know, that a lot of people in the South might not listen to. But then I also listen to a lot of R&B because that's kind of what I grew up with. But then, like, I listen to some Jill Scott and, you know, Chrisette Michelle and all that because I'm in a different place in my life. So mine is kind of like a combination of all three. And some people's are, but some people, they just stuck in how they grew up and that's what they listen to. So I think it just depends on the person, honestly.
Okay. All right. Do you listen to any music that would surprise even your closest friend, a style or an artist that if you only listen to that when you're by yourself, but if they got in the car and you was bumping it, they look at you like, what the fuck?
No.
No? Okay.
I mean, I pretty much listen to what I listen to, and if you know me, then you know what I listen to. So, I mean, if I'm listening to the radio and something comes on, you know, I'm not going to automatically turn it into something different than what I listen to. I got the serious satellite radio, and sometimes some crazy stuff come on. But just what I listen to on a regular, no, it wouldn't surprise anybody that really knows me.
Okay. Last question. Do you think people of certain, in certain social groups or religious groups, do you think the music should be off limits? For instance, if someone is a Christian, no. Should they listen to secular music?
Well, you know this one is a touchy subject for me because I was married to the preacher. Honestly, I do think that if you are a Christian and you are living that life and you taking that walk and you're trying to be that way, that you should not listen to, like, rap music or, you know, all of that. Now, we had this discussion in a church group, and you can't get your groove on to gospel, so, you know, they do. You know, when you're trying to have set the mood romantic, you might listen to some jazz and maybe some real mellow R&B, but that's where it should stop. And that's when you're married and y'all trying to do your thing. But all the hardcore rap or just all the regular secular music, no, I don't think if you're really a true Christian, you should be listening to that.
I'll give you that. No, you can't fuck off. Well, you know, remember
no,
back in the day when I was... No, wait.
No.
Wait. Now, I'm just... Nowadays, there are some gospel love songs. People like Yolanda Adams and... Back when BB and CeCe Winans came out with that one song way back in the day called I'm Lost Without You, and people couldn't tell the difference whether it was a love song or a church song. People didn't understand where they were going with it because they married couples need a way to express that. You know, you feel me? So they got creamed at first about it. I know. It was groundbreaking.
But there's still not enough of that to where you can just have that. So that's why I said, you know, you can listen to some jazz or, you know, some real mellow R&B, something like that, what you said, where, you know, it's real, you know, it ain't all, you know, because some R&B can get a little grimy, you know, like Usher can get a little down and dirty. They might not
All of them. All of them. If you're a Christian, the neighbors shouldn't know your name. Once again, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait.
You know, you got to put it down if you're married, so you know the next.
We're going to have a show on that. All right, next caller. Hi. Jana, then Keisha F. Jana.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. She's up next, then Keisha F, and then another 850 number. Then I see a 678, I don't know, and a 404, I don't know. In that order, I got 45 minutes. I'll make it. If you can hang on, hopefully. If you got to hang up, at least call back, please. 347-934-0966. You're rocking with K1's Internet Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. I'm your host. I got my homegirl, Jana, from Texas, on the line. Of course, Jana, you know the rules.
Yeah!
What you got for me?
Well, actually, I wasn't going to match anybody until somebody had to say something. I wanted to match Lism. Because you had said, what did you say about Pimp C? Like, if you, what was that about?
If you're a motherfucking female and all you ride around listening to is some Pimp C shit all the time, and that's what you bump most of the time, not that you can listen to a little Pimp C because you from Texas, you feel what I'm saying? Not that you just listen to it every now and then because you can get down with him because you from Texas, but if every time I get in your motherfucking car, bitch, all you listening to is Pimp C, I'm watching you, ho. You might have a little too much nigga in you.
Okay, all right.
That's
all
what
right.
I mean,
what,
and I'm
what,
standing
what
about it.
What about if it's his own mama driving
what?
Around looking to her son? What if it's his own mama driving around looking to her son? Is that what she's
talking about?
Female?
What? That's totally
mama.
Different. That's totally different. That's not even.
Oh,
that's not why. Why are you trying to categorize something that's so obviously, blatantly different? That's her child. Is
well,
Pepsi,
exactly.
Are you some kind of Pepsi? Exactly.
Not exactly.
All right. So, like I said, if it ain't your cousin, Pimp C, if it ain't your brother, Pimp C, if it ain't Pimp C that you went to high school with, if you riding around really listening to what the fuck Pimp C saying, this is my nigga. I can listen to Pimp C. Okay? I'm a dude. It's okay for me to listen to Pimp C. But you're a female. The CD that you bump the most should not be Pimp C. And this is not the takeaway. You can buy Pimp C and you can support Pimp C if you're a chick because you like that trill shit. You feel me? You might like a gutter nigga. You might like a nigga that think like that. But if you really ride around like this nigga's the shit, I feel this. Like, oh, yo, I'm watching you. You got a little too much nigga, you, and you probably got the whole gene. Now, like I said, that is what it is. And I'm a UGK fan and supporter. I grew up off that shit. You feel what I'm saying? So this is not to try and stifle people from listening to them, because if anything, I want them cats to get more fans. I'm a fan. You feel me? I grew up listening to that shit. I'm from the South. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? But
right.
At the end of the day, when you a fucking woman, when you a fucking female, if every time the Pimp C got it, and you in there, and you in the club getting super crook, and you smoking a Black and Mild, and you in that motherfucker rocking, you probably a hoe. You may not be all the time. It may be exception to the rule. But in my walk of life, and what I've seen a lot of girls that I know as hoes, and that's the kind of shit they ride around bumping. They don't even like R&B. That's all I'm saying. That's just true shit. People might not like what I'm saying, but it's just real talk. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not trying to pick an artist out. I said Pimp C because Pimp C is an extreme. Like, if you know what I'm saying? His music is so gutter. It's so pimped out. It's so it's just so like that. It's like if I picked him an extreme example. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I can't say if you ride around listening to Jay-Z, because Jay-Z ain't 100% on that same shit Pimp C on. Or 8-Ball and MJG. You feel what I'm saying? They're not on that shit. You feel me? So he may have a song like that. He may have a big pimping with them. But that's if you really just ride around bumping Jay-Z, you may get that one song per album where he really going to just be on that shit like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
But if you ride around listening to a motherfucking Pimp C or 8-Ball MJG album, that's 90% of that album. And they're going to have a little something else about some other shit. You feel what I'm saying? And that's
right.
What I do. I listen to his music, so I know what the fuck he generally talk about. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm a Pimp C fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a UGK fan. You know what I'm saying? So, you can't... So, if that's what you... And the whole point of the show, episode 120... is you are what you bump. I believe that. So, if you ride around bumping that shit heavy like that... Now, listen to it every now and again when you're in a bad mood and you want to cuss a bitch out, but that's what you really just feel, and that's your CD that you ride to. Yeah, I'm sticking by what I said. Now, moving right along, does the music you really listen to the most reflect the type of person you really are?
I don't know, because I do listen to a whole lot of different type of music, so I don't know.
You know I'm not going to accept that, right? You've
been
on
yeah, I know.
Okay, so what do you ride around bumping, Jenna? What do you ride around bumping?
Okay, well, what's in my deck right now is some Jasmine Sullivan, and I got some Isley Brothers, and I do got some UGK in there. It goes back and forth.
Okay. Because you're from Texas, if the artist I name is just like from your hometown, you from South Texas, like these guys from Texas, I'll give you a little bit more leeway. I'll give you a little more leeway, but not much if you're a female. You know what I'm saying? Does UGK reflect your personality? I can tell you right now from listening to you on this fucking show, that's a no. All right? I've listened to enough of this shit on You Said on the show. I've seen enough of your Facebook posts to know that you're really not a UGK mentality. The mentality that UGK be on, yeah, you're really not that. You may like some of the songs that they bump, or some of the songs that they got, but the shit, the core message of UGK, Underground Kings, Pocket Full of Stones, them niggas, yeah.
But I grew up on that. I know you grew up on that.
Which leads me, now that, like I said, the last question, the other question that I asked, that may be, you may be one of the people who, because you're from somewhere, that determines a lot of what you listen to, and I can dig that, but UGK does not reflect your personality. Anybody on this show who listens to UGK and who has listened to this show more than once and heard you comment, say anything, or a point of view about what I'm talking about on the show, knows that's just not the case.
Okay.
It's simply not. It's just not. Right?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay. Do you evaluate what music someone of the opposite sex listens to when you kick it with them?
It depends. If he is listening to something type of sentiment, something that's off, something like, oh, well, maybe he shouldn't be listening to it, then yeah. I would say so, yeah, in that case.
Okay. What, hold on, damn it, my screen went out. Let me get back to my questions. Okay, here it goes. What, now that made me lose my place. Hold on a second, give me a second. Okay. Do you listen to any music that would surprise even your closest friends, a style or an artist that you listen to when you're alone? See these questions, Jenna. When you ask these questions to a white woman who's married to a black man or who's got babies by a black guy, who's in, you know, your music is gonna be
okay.
It's expected
guess,
for your music to cross genres. If you're listening to rock, nobody's gonna be surprised, Jenna, because you're white. Let's just be honest.
Okay,
really?
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not with a black guy. I'm with actually a guy that's Mexican. So.
Okay. Well, you're interracial relationships.
Right.
Well, yeah, interracial relationships.
But
people expect for you to have a wide range of music and listen to all kind of shit.
Right. And well, sometimes they might give me like a look or like a gesture or some type when they get in the car and they have. I have like Muddy Waters in, or like at the games or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then yeah, I might get a little like what I know about this or whatever.
Uh huh.
But that's
okay.
That's about it.
Okay. Is there a certain music that should be off limits to a certain group of people? Like, should Christians listen to secular music?
No, I don't think so. Not no.
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 If they're truly Christians. Huh?
But that does make a lot of sense, so. They can't be talking about a lot of sin and they're all about God and all. Yeah,
and all they listening to is Lil Wayne. It doesn't add up. It's not adding up, people. And I'm not letting it ride on K100 Radio. Okay, Jenna, thanks for calling, babe. Hello? Jenna.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sorry about that.
All right. I'm on to the next caller. Thanks for calling. Key was
all
up right, next.
Thanks.
All right. Key, what's happening, babe? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Star Todd. I'm good.
Thanks for calling the show. I'm glad to hear from you. All right. You know the drill, first of all.
Yeah.
What you got for me?
Oh, I want to mash people with this funky-ass breath.
oh my God, this dude was talking
about
it. It made my stomach hurt. Like 5 minutes later, I felt nauseous and I was just like, I just want to throw it in my mouth a little bit.
I will every fucking day mash the motherfucking Saint breath, motherfucker. These people never get old of mashing. These people never. I can never look. I just don't understand. I know. Sometimes you feel me when you just waking up or what you know. I hate people for pure halitosis.
You just got that bad. Your shit is bad.
Yeah.
And they birthday all the time. Like why you and them? They be the main ones want to be in your face when they talk. Damn it, man. Write that shit down.
Something wrong with the insides, I heard. I heard that if you have really bad halitosis.
It's actually a disease. It's something, really.
Yeah. You need to get checked out.
Drink some bleach. They need to drink some bleach to clean that shit out.
For real, though, it's really a medical problem, people. Y'all, it's a serious medical problem, and you need to get it checked. I'm just saying.
I don't think there's a cure for it.
It might be a cure. You know what I'm saying? Might be a cure. All right, episode 120. Not for real though, man. Halitosis is a serious problem. I'm just saying. All right, episode 120. Does the music you listen to reflect the type of person that you really are, Key?
Yeah, it does.
It does. What you be bumping? What you really be bumping?
I listen to a lot of R&B, but
uh-huh.
I also listen to 8-Ball. I know you was talking about me trying to be damn funny. You know.
Actually, I wasn't trying to be funny, but now that you mention it.
What does that mean? I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
You got a little too much nigga in you. Listen, everybody. Everybody's on the phone lines. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show, by the way. Because I know I scheduled this show 15 minutes before it was coming on because I just got off a plane, and I didn't even know if I was going to get any callers. But shouts out to everybody who called in. Now, listen. Everybody's on my phone lines. Everybody listen to this podcast. Everybody listen to me on the radio, on the internet. Okay. Once again, if you have a female, and not if every now and again she bump a little hard gangsta rap, that's cool. If she listen to a little bit of Jeezy, but if every time you get in this motherfucking bitch car, every time you got them, nigga, all she ever do is listen to a trap nigga. All she ever do is listen to gangsta rap. Is she a female? I will never ever wife or boot up a female who all they listen to is gangsta rap.
Yeah.
All you listen to is hard nigga. If you listen to it every now and again, because you may be from the South and when you was growing up, lay it down with the song that got the club crunk and that's what you grew up shaking your ass to, that's not what I'm trying to talk about. I'm talking about these females. Every time you see them, every time you get in their car, all they got is a gangster nigga rapping about some pimp shit in their ear, and they love that shit. They feel that shit a little too deep. No.
I don't know about all that.
Be careful. Watch that hoe. I'm just saying, fellas. Watch that hoe.
Watch that hoe. Don't sip her with none of your dope.
Hey, I'm just telling you, man. You know what I'm saying? The bitch go, at the end of the day, she just got a little too much nigga in her for you to really consider her being wifey. You feel what I'm saying? Is she all right to fuck? She probably going to have some super good head. If she listens to a lot of pills, see the bitch, you know she got to be on the game.
You ain't got to do that thing.
I'm just saying, fuck her. You can fuck her. You just can't wife her. That's all I'm saying, fellas. Make no mistake, once again. You can fuck her. You just can't wife her. The nigga gene is too prevalent in her blood. All right, moving right along. Do you evaluate what music someone of the opposite sex listens to when you kick it with them?
Yes and no. I mean, it's like people like what they like. People are different, you know. I kind of give allowances for people's differences. If I'm out with somebody, they like country music. I like music in general. I grew up around a whole bunch of different types of music, so I just like music.
Okay. So, you know, so if you get to a car with a dude and he bump a lot of R&B and a lot of jazz or whatever, you peeping that out, you see that's what he is, you don't imagine.
Yeah,
because
I would say
that
he's like a laid-back type. Yeah, I would be like, he probably like a real laid-back type dude, you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
So that if he was bumping that type of stuff, yeah, I mean, I pay attention, but I wouldn't really judge them on it. Now, like, when they come to rap, like, people listen to rap all the time. It is, especially with men, it's like, okay, men like rap. Like, women like slow songs. So it is what it is.
I evaluate what the opposite sex listens to real heavily. Like I said, and that's because I don't really give a shit if I know, you feel me? I don't really give a shit. I don't pay attention as much as if this is somebody that I know I would never kick with for a multitude of other reasons. But if I'm really seriously thinking like I dig this chick like that, I'm really peeping out what she listens to. Because it could tell you a lot about that person. You feel what I'm saying?
All right.
What about when someone doesn't look like what they talk about? What they listen to?
I ain't never really met anybody like that. That's the funny part. I was thinking about that question, but I never really met anybody that like looked one way. And because I guess by the time I done rolled in, by the time I get in the car and actually ride with you somewhere, we've had so many conversations that I kind of already peeped out. You know, saying you might listen to something different, so it's not a surprise. Most of the time, I don't ride with people.
you ain't got to be in the car with them. I'm just saying, like, say like if you was at work. Or not at work, but just you just know this person and you seen them dress and you see they dress one way or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And you know.
Well, a lot of people do that. Like they dress one way for work and they do something totally different. So you know, it just depends on the person.
Yeah, but your reflection still is R&B chick. So when somebody sees you out with them short that mini skirt or that or them heels on or that nice little outfit on, you feel me? It matches up with the R&B chick look. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You feel me? It doesn't match up with. Country western.
I wonder what my clothes match up with.
I've seen you dress before. It matches up with the shit you listen to. A little Alicia Keys, a little R&B, a little Keisha Cole, you know, R&B chick.
Yeah.
Standard operating procedure. Shit, you
Not
know what I'm saying?
Standard operating procedure.
Standard operating procedure.
But I don't like mailbags and stuff. I don't like the mailbags and stuff you were talking about. Like, I like Jason Sullivan, but I ain't with all the fucking wonders out the car and all that.
Yeah, I
also
did.
Listen to A-Ball and MJG, and you get your damn
weed
split doing shit to the wrong nigga.
Once again, a little too much nigga in her. All right.
I'm well balanced.
Uh-huh,
I got just enough of both.
is there certain music that should be off limits to certain groups of people? For instance, the people who say they are Christians listen to secular music.
Should people who say they are Christians
listen to sexual music, secular music?
I do not see a problem with them listening to it as long as they don't let that real become a part of them. Because
for
instance, with me, when I was real deep in the church, now I didn't even listen to my 8-Ball MJG. I didn't listen to the hardcore rap anymore, but I did still listen to like the radio. Because I do have kids, I need to know what's going on. You can't just kind of alienate yourself from the world for real, especially when you have children.
No, see, don't. Now you apples and oranges me, okay? Now I'm not saying that you shouldn't just tune in to catch up what's the latest fad and be up on. You feel me? If you know the latest fad is Nicki Minaj, you might want to listen to what the fuck Nicki Minaj and not the edited version is saying. You feel what I'm saying? You might want to listen to. You know what I'm saying? You know, you see what the kids say.
That's the thing. Like,
I'm talking about you, the person. This is what you, not because you researching for your kids and you want to stay up on what's going on in the world. No. I'm talking about you riding the fuck around, you in the car by your damn self, you got down, put the CD in, and you got down just
now. I don't think it fits. It don't fit because when you really into it, you don't even really desire to hear that. No, that's just speaking from my personal experience. I didn't even have the desire to listen to it. So, I mean, you know, everybody a work in progress. But like I said, I didn't even have the desire to even listen to it.
Right. Like I said, I'm just saying you shouldn't listen to it because, well, it just doesn't make any. Period point blank. You're a fucking hypocrite. How about that?
I mean, but it's a lot of things that can make you a hypocrite. I mean,
I'm just saying, that's hypocritical
to tell. And I think it depends on what type of music. I think if you listen to, like, some R&B, like some Monica or some, you know, surreal. It ain't, I mean.
Monica, you know, Keisha, I mean. I can understand where if you're a Christian, you can listen to a little bit of the soft R&B per se.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like,
but
real.
But those songs are full of fornication. Those artists talk about fornicating all the time.
No,
right?
But some of them talk about it. But I mean, so what? People be in church lying. You know, hey, don't get me on the church floor. That's a whole other talk show right there.
The music is the
least of their concern most of the time. Damn music right. is too. It's the least of your damn concern. Some of them listen to gospel all the time and they still go fucking everybody. So
right.
whatever.
Right. I understand that too. You're right.
They listen to gospel 24/7.
You're right. I'm just saying as it pertains to this episode, and like I said, I'll get off Christians. I'll let them ride. I don't think heterosexual men should be listening to a whole bunch of female R&B music. I don't think heterosexual men should be riding around bumping Beyonce, bumping Jasmine Sullivan.
Why would you do that,
nigga? If you're a heterosexual male. It don't add up, nigga. Well, I got questions about you, nigga.
Can they bump R. Kelly?
Don't match up.
They can bump R. Kelly, though, right?
That's different. And you really... And I still got a problem with a nigga riding around just bumping Kells all the time. All the time, nigga?
I knew somebody who used to bump it all the time.
One thing about R. Kelly. R. Kelly is just a fucking male rapper. Let's not fool. He's an R&B rapper. His music, I mean, honestly, some of the shit R. Kelly say be more gangster than some of the rap niggas. Like, R. Kelly is more hood than Drake. Okay? You can get a hood pass by me listening to R. Kelly. Drake is softer than R. Kelly. Period, point blank.
Oh, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You got to listen to what Kelly's be talking about on the words. But at the end of the day, still, groups of heterosexual men should not just be riding around bumping, you know, Jasmine Sullivan and Keisha.
I agree with that one.
Certain groups are off limits from bumping certain shit. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Oh Lord. Right.
I'm watching you, nigga. Stay on the line. Stand by. All right. Let me take this private call and then go to Keisha F. Because I don't know who this is, but they've been waiting for a minute. Them going to Keisha F. Can't see your number, private caller, but you're on the air with K100, and I'm talking to you. Yes, you.
Is this Bliss?
Yes, this is me. Who's popping? Who's this?
Hello.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. I guess you want to stay private. I won't put your name out there. I'll keep you private. All right?
Okay.
I keep you private, you know what I'm saying? But thanks for calling the show. Thanks for calling K100 Internet Radio. I'm glad to have you here.
Okay, let me see. I've been listening for probably like the last 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
And, you know, when you were talking about the whole secular music as far as, you know, Christians and them not listening to it, you know, whether they should or shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I actually talked to someone that's like, I guess he's borderline like an assistant pastor or something like that. And he was saying that, you know, if you've accepted Christ into your life and, you know, you're on that path, that, you know, those individuals that still listen to or try to listen to secular music, he was saying that, you know, secular music has a way of affecting your spirit because of a lot of things that they talk about in it, you know, which
right.
is primarily sex.
Exactly. For the most part. Not all. Listen, I'm an artist myself, so I don't every song I talk about don't talk about sex, even though quite a few do.
And not all of it does. You know what I'm saying? Because think about the neo soul artists that are out there and stuff like that.
Right.
They're not talking
right.
about that.
Right. So I understand
and you
that.
You even
but,
have lyricists that don't. So.
Right. But at the end of the day, what? And we're back on the Christian people because this caller brought it up. At the end of the day, people, if it does not glorify God. You don't need to be in your deck if you're a real Christian.
Right.
That's how it is.
That's exactly what he said, you know. It's either one way or the other.
Hey.
It's like if you're gonna take that walk, you're gonna do it 110%. If not, then you shouldn't.
Exactly. My point exactly, my sentiment is exactly. So like I said, and if you listen to this show, is this your first time listening?
Yeah.
Okay, well I've said thanks first of all. But I've said multiple times on this show, I have less respect for the hypocritical Christian than I do for the absolute all-out, just foul-ass sinner. Because...
I do, too.
Because, you know what I'm saying? That's just a pet peeve of mine. I grew up in a Christian household. You feel me? I have parents that are Christians and that are real Christians. So it's a slap in the face to them and what they represent. They don't even fucking buy a lottery ticket. You feel what I'm saying? Real Christians.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's gambling.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
That's the thing.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got these fair weather Christians. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Who are Christians when it's convenient, when it makes them look good.
Please. I know plenty of them. Being church every Sunday, every Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on what day the Bible study is that week for their church. And then you can catch them at the club. You can catch them in the in your job lottery pool. I mean,
So
you name
so,
it, they doing it. But then they're the first ones to talk mad shit about you.
Yeah. Well, we've already had we've had whole shows on this, so you know you have to. I've got a, this is episode 120, episode 120. Thanks for calling in. If you got a chance, make sure you check out www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 and actually check out the show page. You can go back and listen to some of the shows that are archived, and we let them have it on the show. But once again, thanks for calling the show. Now, per to the tradition is on the show every Monday on my show. Once again, everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody listening to me in www.land, I air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. So if this is your first time, these are my live hours. You feel what I'm saying? And every Monday, we have what's called Mash Your Motherfucking Mondays. Yeah! Where I let you vent. Now, do you have any issues or something that you would like to take out or just anybody that you would like to kind of air out on the show by any chance?
Nothing I can think of right now. What are those sound effects? Sound effects? What is that?
Yeah, this is the official Mash Your Motherfucker. See this?
Okay, that's what that is. I kept wondering what that was.
That's when you just want to see a motherfucker. Just scream and punch their ass three times. Just give them the three piece and the biscuit. That's it. Yeah. Every time you hear that sound on Mondays, that's what it means. It's time for you to vent.
Okay.
Got it? I hope you call back.
Got
that's why I'm asking. I'm making sure you got it. Only on Mondays you're going to hear that sound. Every now and again I might break it out in between. But for the most part, you'll hear that sound on Mondays.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to get ready to go to the next caller. But, I didn't even – well, you jumped right to, like, the end of that question. But the first part of this of today's show, episode 120, does the music you listen to mostly reflect your personality? Like, what do you listen to, and does it reflect what kind of person you really are, by the way?
See, I'm all over the map, so no, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that at all?
Not really.
Do you evaluate what music someone of the opposite sex listens to when you kick it with them? If you're kicking it with a guy and this nigga ride around listening to a whole bunch of Trey songs and goddamn, you know, R&B slow music all the time, that's all he bump. Do you look at that? Do you take interest in that? Do you notice what he listens to and evaluate it?
I won't say that, but at the same time, I mean, if that's all he listening to, then I'd be kind of wondering, like, because I have, like, summertime, I have ended up riding up on dudes where, you know, they bump in some slow stuff, whether it's a female or dude, and I'm like, okay. And I've seen it also when it's been a couple dudes in the car. I'm like, okay, I don't think y'all realize that don't look right. But.
Right. More than one guy in the car, they listening to R&B?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Kill them niggas. Dead. Next question. Yeah, I don't understand why they do that at all. You feel me? Oh, this is the last question because you jumped to the last one. You feel me? Let me see. What was that? Oh, yeah. What do you think mostly determines what kind of music people listen to? Do you think it depends on their upbringing or their current lifestyle or where they're from? Like I said, I've got friends who are businessmen and they wear suits and they own businesses and all that kind of shit. But all they listen to is gangster shit because that's how we grew up. We grew up together. And I know for a fact that we was all from the hood and we was, you know, hustlers and all that kind of little bullshit growing up. And so that's the kind of shit we all still listen to, even though they've moved on and they don't even fuck with it. And they got businesses and all kind of stuff like that, you know, going on. But when you get into their motherfucking car, I bet people they do business with don't get in their car and they play with the shit they play when they're around me. You feel what I'm saying? I know they don't, as a matter of fact. Right. So what do you think really determines what people listen to? Do you think it has more to do with where you're from, how you were raised up, or your current lifestyle right now?
I think it's a combination of how you grew up and then your current lifestyle.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's more, if anything, if I had to pick two of those three, I'd match up where you from with your with where you brung up. I think your current lifestyle, especially if you're 30, my demographic of my show is between 25 and 40. So most people who listen to my show are in their early 30s, 30 years old, but I got some listeners that's 25. When you go up under that, generally I'm talking over their head so they don't tune in as much. And 40, I'm a little too motherfucking crunk. You know what I'm saying? So I'm up in between right about there where it's cool to say shit like mash a motherfucking Monday and still get the intelligent part of what I'm saying. You feel what I'm saying? So,
that's just like, see, I wasn't raised down south. I lived down south for a hot second. And, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'll bump some booty shake in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said what I said.
Oh, okay. All right. That's understandable. That's understandable. Well, I'm going to go to the next caller, but please, by all means, call the show back if you can. And we air live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. And I want to thank you for calling K100. All right?
You're welcome.
Well, you at least tell me what area code you're calling from. Well, what
I'll
city?
I
mean, what city
is
state?
Look. I'll hit you up and let you know who this is.
Now I'm listening for the voice. Hit me up, because I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. I don't know what it is. Hit me up. If you know me, then hit me up. All right. I don't know who that was. I don't know who that was. All right. 850. Oh, Keisha F. Keisha F, baby. What's going on?
Okay.
What's popping? Keisha, you are a regular. You know the drill. Let me have it.
All right, let me see. Let's mash the ambulance driver who took my sister to the ER today, who didn't know his way around Bay County. Seriously.
Whoa. The ambulance driver who didn't know his way to the fucking hospital?
Yes.
Let's just kill this nigga all out. Because nigga, you trying to kill. You are endangering the life of people, nigga. Where they do that? How you don't know where the fuck? How you don't know where you at?
Pretty much.
Don't they got GPS?
I don't know what they got, but what he didn't have was directions, fool. I don't know.
How's your sister? She doing better?
She's all right. She's home now. I mean, she had an asthma attack, so she couldn't breathe. She was picking up the girls from school and had to pull over on the side of the road and have my nieces call 911 for her. So they had to find her, for one. And then for two, from where she was on freaking 11th Street. How you go not on 11th Street? She was on Business 98. Why are you going all the way to 11th Street to get to damn Bay Medical Center? Seriously?
What the fuck? For those of y'all that don't know, if you're in Atlanta, God damn it, that's like you on Terra Boulevard and this motherfucker go over to goddamn Riverdale 85 to get back to Southern Regional. All right? That's retarded. Yeah.
Exactly. Just a plum fool, pretty much.
The fuck is this nigga?
But anyway.
All right, I mashed them for you. Episode 120. You are what you bump. That's what we're talking about for this show. Does the music you listen to, Keisha, mostly reflect the type of person you really are?
I think so, yeah.
You think so? What is it that you're bumping?
What don't I bump? I bump some of everything.
You heard me?
I was just about to say, mainly.
Okay.
It's some R&B, some neo soul, some little underground, little stuff. But, you know, that's the general consensus when I'm on the radio.
Right. So, I would agree. That pretty much fits your personality, so I concur.
Yeah.
But do you evaluate the music that someone of the opposite sex listens to when you kick it with them? Do you check out what they're listening to and try to get a feel on them?
I don't really check out what they listen to get a feel of them. Like, if I'm listening to music with them, then I'll, like, you know, it's kind of like, really, this is what you like? Sometimes it makes me feel like you're smarter than this. And then sometimes it makes you feel like, I figure, yeah, this is pretty typical of you.
So, I mean, because I told everybody, everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody that's listening to the show, I said, not if it's just a chick that I'm just planning on, you know, banging and keeping it moving. No. I don't really give a fuck what she listens to. You know what I'm saying? We know this. I'm talking about someone you really actually want to kick it with, and if you're going to be kicking it with on that level, like I said, the whole purpose of this show, everybody, that I want everybody to take away from it is, Music, what you listen to, reflects more about your personality than people want to give it credit for. And I've tested this theory time and time and again. You feel me? And for the most part, I'm right. I'm saying about 85%, 15% of the time, people would throw you off with what they listen to, and it really won't match up with who they truly are. You feel me? But for the most part, it's right. So when I asked you the question that I asked you, it's because a lot of the women said earlier, they're trying to evaluate what kind of dude it is. Now, you just said you're smarter than that. So that leads me to ask you, if you get into a car with the guy you feel is fairly intelligent and he's listening to Soulja Boy, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, seriously, my own child will listen to Soulja Boy. Seriously, I don't understand.
And listen, I understand what you're saying. You feel me? So you might, if that's what he's really bumping. Now, not because he's, if he's really riding around bumping that, you feel what I'm saying? You may have to check and see if the dude is really is putting on, if he's really, you know what I'm saying, as intellectual as you may think. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
At the end of the day.
Right.
Because if you really, truly are intellectual, you won't really ride around. But we're right back to what I said earlier about my homeboys who are very intellectual and own businesses, and all they listen to is some ignorant hood shit for the most part.
You know
what I'm saying?
You need to get ignorant. Every now and then, you know, it don't matter who you are, you need something that's going to help you to get your ignorant out. And, I mean, it might be some A-Ball and MJG. It might be Eminem. For me, it's the Roots. I mean, seriously, it just depends on who you are.
Well, see,
somebody
now
might need to get it out.
Yeah, but you just ran the gambit. You can't – see, if you need to get your ignorant out, you don't listen to the fucking Roots, Keisha. The Roots ain't ignorant music. That is not ignorant music. The Roots –
that's some ignorant music.
No, the Roots are not. I listen to the Roots.
To me, it's
no,
ignorant.
No.
Ignorant.
The Roots, really? The Roots?
Yes, really.
No,
yes,
they're not. No, they're not. You listen to the Roots when you want to feel like you're not dumbing yourself down.
You need to let me know.
The dude Black Thought, that the rapper on the Roots is using way too many words and phrases for you to say he exudes
and
ignorance.
And if you listen to the words and the phrases on some of them songs, he's a little ignorant, and that's what I need. Me personally, it's a personal thing. I mean, and personally, if I need his kind of ignorance to get it out, then that's what I need. And if your homeboys need a little Pimp C to get their ignorance out, then that's what they need. I mean, you might work a hard day in your little business too, carrying around your little laptop case, and you might need to get in the car and just blast out to whatever. Everybody, it's all personal. So, you can't fault your homeboys for listening to ignorant music.
I don't fault them. I'm just saying. Listen, I said that because I really know these niggas. The business people that they do business with don't know these niggas. They are the ones that fooled.
Well,
I know these dudes.
They don't have to know it. As long as they collect the
right.
money at the end of
That's
the day, they don't have to know who they are at home.
I know, but I'm just giving my point, Keisha, of the show, everybody, is the music really reflects your true personality that you bump. That's what I'm saying. These fucking business people or whatever, they don't know these. But like I said, it's necessary for them to be business because they are businessmen. But I know the true them. The true them are the niggas who listen to Pimp C and 8-Ball MJG.
And that's fine. And that's
really
fine. Because the people that they do business with would probably not do business with them if they knew that they was bumping Pimp C.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I understand. I concur totally with what you're saying, but I'm trying to get clear the point of the show. Okay, I got two more calls, and I gotta get these questions out. I'm almost running out of time.
All right.
Okay, so, well, you kind of already answered that one, so I'm gonna skip that one. Do you listen to any music that would surprise even your closest friends, a style or an artist that if somebody got in the car with you and they'd be like, what the hell? Even though you say you listen to variety, even that would be a stretch for most of them.
Probably, but not really. I mean, once they hear it, they'll be like, yeah, I kind of figured anyway. So, I would say no.
So, when you ride around bumping Phineas and Ferb.
Exactly. You're going to know that's me anyway.
Actually.
It's only 4 days of summer vacation, but okay. Everybody know that song.
I was trying to be funny, but you just turned it around on me. Oh, okay, last question.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there, because I know you listen to freaking Phineas and Ferb. See, right around.
And Miley Cyrus.
Actually,
and Jonas Brothers.
Listen, don't, and you know, that's just, I'm not even going to tell you how fucking crazy and weird it is. You're going to try and pawn it off because you got kids. But see, I got kids. That's why I know what the fuck Phineas and Ferb and SpongeBob is, but that would not justify me riding around bumping Phineas and Ferb. I know what they are because I got children, but that don't necessarily mean I need to be riding around listening. And that means, Keisha, you don't need to be riding around fucking listening to Phineas and Ferb in the car.
All right. Fine, not Phineas and Ferb, but I'm gonna listen to my Jonas Brothers. So,
no, that's not okay either. That's not okay either. That's not okay either. But moving along. All
right,
moving
well, along.
Yeah, moving this is there certain music that should be off limits to certain groups of people?
Maybe not. I mean, satanic music. I mean, nobody need to listen to that.
Say what?
Not even the death worshippers.
What'd you say now?
I said satanic music. I mean. You know, not even devil worshippers need to listen to that. They're going straight to hell for that. But
so you think it's okay for Christians, people that's Christians, to listen to secular music?
I mean, I'm gonna take from Key. She said it. They need to be in tune with what's going on because I mean, if you're talking to the congregation, you can't just feel like you're just above the law and you can't go down to their level.
Keisha.
So you have to know what's going on. And I have no issue with finding out that my pastor likes the blues or that my pastor listens to jazz or my pastor listens to Monica or whatever. I don't have an issue with that as long as what you're telling me is what God is sending through you. I have no issue with that because not every person is perfect. I mean, I can't judge you for what you like to listen to. If that's what gets you in the mood when you're with your mate, then you listen to what you need to listen to, honey.
No.
Well,
if you are a true Christian, you should not be listening to secular music. No.
Are you a Christian?
What the kind of fucking retarded question? I'm not a Christian. No, I'm not a Christian. My religion is Christianity. That's what I believe. But for me, why would I sit here? Well, I couldn't even fucking have this show if I was a Christian.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay. Right.
If I was a real Christian, I couldn't even do K100 Radio. I'd have to change the whole. My fucking logo would be a middle finger.
But what's the real
I couldn't
Christian
be a rapper. I couldn't.
Heaven,
hey. That's a whole other discussion. A whole other show. But I am not going to sit here and say, yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, my religion, I believe in Christianity. Yes, and all that. But hey, I'm out here gambling and risking my soul every day because I'm not going to sit here and say that, yes, I'm a Christian when I know damn well I'm definitely going to fornicate, if you know me. Everybody knows that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to stop cussing or drinking anytime soon. You feel what I'm saying? I'd like to say I would stop one day or whatever, but let's just keep it 100. Now, I believe in God and Jesus Christ and all that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I know I can repent and all that, but at the end of the day, I am what I am, and I'm not a hypocrite, so I keep it 100. So, no.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
All
right. All righty. Oh. One time for people who understand what the fuck I just said.
I can't judge you for what you listen to. I'm judging my pastor. I'm judging my bishop.
If he's fucking riding around listening to secular music, I don't want to follow you anymore, Eddie Long, or whoever the fuck else.
I think there are different levels of secular music.
Well, there are. If he listens to a little bit of Kenny G, I can take that. This nigga ride around listening to Trey songs and R. Kelly, kill yourself. All right, next caller. And I'm getting ready to get off the line. Hey, 505-272-9954. Make sure this is not the same one as this. Hello? Hey,
505-272-7.
What up? T. Lewis, what's happening?
Yeah.
I had somebody with the same 850-527 earlier with somebody else, and so I was like, T. Lewis, what's happening? And it was like, cricket.
Yeah, I heard. I was listening online when I saw that. I was like, oh, shoot. I said, do I got a microphone going on?
I didn't know what was going on. I got my homie T. Lewis on the line. Listen, everybody, pay attention closely, especially my new people and some of these new callers and new lines, new numbers on my switchboard that I don't recognize. Okay, pay attention. My show is scheduled to air live from 8 to 10 p.m. However, we do tend to go over into what we like to know on K100 Internet Radio, especially my regular listeners, as the after party. Now, if you're on the phone line, if you dial 347-934-0966, okay, and you're listening to my voice right now on the phone lines, then you're good. But if you're out there listening to me in www.land, you need to call into the show right now because my show stopped streaming live on the Internet in 58. Yeah, okay, in a minute. It's going to stop streaming live. if you want to hang around for the rest of the conversation, which I'm not going to have a long after party because I just got off a goddamn flight from Vegas, baby. And I'm tired of shit, but I'm going to go ahead and run over a little bit so I can answer T. Lewis' question. But you need to dial 347-934-0966. If not, it's going to boot you off the live show. With that being said, I want to thank you for tuning in to K100 Radio. If this is your first time, stand by for the after party. I'm going to go run the outro music for everybody that's listening to the show on the internet and just hang around, and I'll come right back and answer the question for the after party. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks. Stay around. Stay on the phone lines. 347-934-0966. You got 10 seconds to dial it. It's the after party. If you're still on my phone lines, I got about 10 people that hung around for the after party on the phone lines. Only the people on the phone lines can hear this, but be warned. I think I see one of my private callers who may not know this. This after party, what it said on this after party, does in fact go on the MP3 downloadable version of the show. I'm just saying. This is the part when I open up all the phone lines and I let everybody have a free fall and ask questions. All right. But before I do that, I'm going to let my homie T. Lewis finish answering the question that I asked him earlier, all right? And then I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to have the free-for-all, which is what I do all the time on this after-party part of K100 Internet Radio. You feel what I'm saying? So this is how this whole thing works, all right? I open up the phone lines, and, you know, people can go back and forth or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I ask you to mute your background if you're really not going to be able to, like, limit what's going on in the background, all right? T. Lewis. Where the fuck did T. Lewis go? I lost T. Lewis. Damn it. I hate when that happens. And I can't dial him out because it's after the live hours. If one of y'all know T. Lewis, three-way him in. My bad, homie. I guess he must have lost signal. Shay's mic is open. Michigan Girl's mic is open. Jenna's mic is open. Ruby's mic is open. Key's mic is open. Keisha F. mic is open.
Hi, ladies.
910-650 is open. And I got a private caller that's open. If
Hi,
you're on the show right now, if you're on the show, your microphone is open so you can hear everybody and everybody can hear you. Welcome to the after party. It's only nine of y'all on the show because I lost a homie and I can't call him back.
Hit his back up and I'll call him on three-way.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that because I can't get him back. I'll lose my switchboard if I dial him out after show hours, and I got to keep control of this show. Welcome, everybody. Anybody got anything they want to add for the show? Anybody got anything they want to add in general? Everybody's mic is open. It's the free-for-all. Holla, boy.
Shay, you got anything to say? Keisha, you got anything to say?
What the fuck is so funny, Ruby?
Y'all crazy.
I'm
the sick one over here. Why I got to say it?
What the fuck is wrong? What the fuck y'all... talking about? What are y'all talking about?
I'm gonna say it.
We don't need no another Nicki Minaj. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Bottom line. Where did she come from?
Well,
make it Monday, and we're gonna flush it. What you do? You flush it or you rush it? What you do? I don't know.
Flush it.
See? All right.
And that's about it.
Could y'all be more supportive of the independent artists, please?
The beat was good. The beat was good.
If you weren't on the phone line, I guess they're talking about, I had my homegirl Blazeberry, she came on. I guess they're not feeling the song. They're not feeling the song that I played by her. So they're in fact talking about that song that I played by the artist that called in earlier, Blazeberry. I actually think the song is I.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Yeah, what?
What the hell?
No, what? You know what? What?
Yeah. It's all about the looks. It's all
well,
about
like
the looks.
Well, I like how Nicki Minaj looks better than her music. I want to fuck Nicki more than
you
I want to listen to Nicki rap. Oh, what the fuck are you saying? Well, okay. So, she's a fuck. What's your point? What are you trying to damn me, box me up at here? You know what? You know what? This is what I'm talking about. This is why the after party gets out of control. Every time the after party gets out of control.
Hey, we're just keeping it 100. Ain't that what you said? Keep it 100. Keep it 100. Hey, we got, you said keep it 100. That's what we're doing. Keeping it 100.
Okay, fine. Anybody else would like to add anything else?
We just need to work on her flow. I mean,
yeah,
the beat
that's
is
it.
Nice, but
please, yeah, the beat, that was all that was good. Just the beat.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure. Okay. Well, I'll make sure. Hey, this is. I mean, if anybody listens to the podcast, they'll hear that. I'll let her know how y'all felt about the music.
Mm-hmm.
Every artist should be able to take constructive criticism.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And if y'all in the K100 group page, we got 58 comments on that.
Wow. Y'all got 58 comments. What the fuck? I gotta go to the group page real quick.
We can lie.
It's not all about that.
Y'all really got 58 comments on that one. You know what?
It's not all about that. It's about other shit too, but it's not all about that.
Oh, okay,
Ruby
all right.
Started it off. It's her fault.
You know what? Hey, I'm sorry that I speak my mind, but I didn't know everybody was gonna comment on it. Okay, it's not my fault that the ladies commented on it, and T. Lewis commented on it too. I'm putting his ass out there too.
Oh, Ruby, tell us.
I didn't show up. I ain't finna get in trouble for this shit. Yeah,
wow.
I put it out there, and God, you do not need another Nicki Minaj.
Listen.
Everybody in the corner.
Okay. All right. So y'all not fine. I got two people online who might not know what's going on. If you're on the phone listening, I have the K100 radio show has a Facebook page. So if all these people that's on the line, they're talking because they're on Facebook at this very moment and they're commenting on shit. So if you want to be a part of the private Facebook group page for the show, let me know and I'll put you on. Just befriend me on Facebook and I'll let you be on the private group page if you listen to the show and you support the show. Because we talk about a lot of shit in the private page that we bring to the show.
Yeah, you can. I mean, hey, you got to be, yeah, we got to initiate you in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. It ain't just, okay, I'm going to be his friend and he going to let you on. No, you got to get through all of us.
Well, I gotta let them be in the group, but I'm just saying. The only thing about the page, listen, the only thing about the group you should know is.
What other page?
I destroyed that page.
Oh, dang. It's been that long.
Yeah. So there's only one K100 page. There's only one K100 page. So that's the page. If people
send them to MySpace. Send them to MySpace.
They can come to the private K100 group page. All they need to understand is anything goes on that page, so you cannot get offended about anything that says on the page.
And
if you got sensitive ears.
Just to see if you fit.
Right. If you got sensitive ears, it's not the page for you, but the page is private, so whatever you say, people, all your other friends on K100, like, I mean, all your Facebook, like your mama or whatever, I got it set where they can't see it. Only people that's in the group can see it, but it does get crunk, does get a little R and X rated at times, but it's fun.
Yeah,
right?
It gets real X-rated, especially when Shay talking. When Shay talking, it gets real X-rated.
Oh my god! Oh my god! So
I speak in parables.
I can read between the lines, baby.
Metaphorically speaking,
Ruby the one to get it going. Ruby to get it going.
Okay.
Put them out there Monday, as you can see.
Yeah, put them out there. That song sucks.
y'all are not helping my movement, my push to help the independent artists. Y'all not helping, but okay, it is what it is.
Well, I mean, they don't like it. I'm not saying anything. I'm not tripping about it.
I'm not for real.
I feel like we are the most critical critics there is.
All right, I understand.
Probably.
Hey, So,
look. All right. So anybody got anything else? The song was whack. Y'all didn't like it. I'll let the girl know. Change the format. Anything else? Anybody on the phone line got want to discuss?
I got me another man. No, just playing.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Come on, don't start the bullshit, man.
I almost got a mash. I ain't going to mash, no.
What do you want to mash?
Mash.
Hmm? Go ahead and mash.
What do you want to mash?
Mash your motherfucking Monday. Ain't that what you said?
It is. What are you talking about? What's the problem? What happened?
The problem is I ain't been mashed. That's why.
Oh, she needs some penis. Penis.
She
needs
like
some penis.
12. She's 12 years old.
So, Key, is that what's the problem, Key? You need some dick, and what is that you want to mash? The dude ain't giving it to you, or what? What's the problem?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I got to find some.
You got to find some?
Some
I don't understand all these problems you women having to find.
Hold on, where are you, Key? You're in the same place Blizzard is, right?
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right around the corner.
You already know what
Oh, is that Derek? Derek, you're on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, I see the homie Derek is on the line also.
Back it, right around the corner.
Why y'all always trying to... Ruby, why are you always trying to give my dick away, Ruby?
I'm because you're right around the corner. You are right around the corner, so why not?
Whatever.
I mean, hey, that's what, hey, you're supposed to help a friend out, right? Help her out. Oh, okay. Well, never mind, listen. You can't have none.
Yeah, he's holding out for you. Okay.
I'm holding out for Ruby? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
No.
No.
We're not holding out for Ruby.
No.
You're holding out for Ruby?
No, don't put me in it. We're talking about y'all too.
You know what? See what I'm saying? You see how the show, you see what goes on?
But you got every after party.
I can't say love connection, it's cut connection.
See, this is all the way because he mutes us so
like,
quick.
We don't know you on there.
Yeah, he mutes us so quick on the show, so when we all together, hey, it just, he puts
well,
us out there.
Hold up a second. Wait a minute. Matter of fact, I just thought about it. Derek is on the line. Derek. You didn't get a chance to even have your chance on the show. You must have called in. Like, I didn't even realize you was on the line. You must have called in.
I was watching that. I was watching the Patriots and the Jets game.
Who
went
it?
Who went it?
Patriots up 24-3.
All right. I figured that much.
They were just eavesdropping.
Yeah, that's all.
Y'all always say that about me. I'll be listening to what be going on.
We always saying it. It must be something to it.
I still be calling in. I'll be calling in late, though. That's all.
Darren, you got anybody you want to mash? You got anybody you want to mash? Because I didn't get a chance to get to you while we were live.
You want
to
mash me,
Darren?
I'm just playing.
Nah, she ain't playing. She ain't playing.
Hey, I just want to, just let me video record it. Let me make a K100 porn.
Whoa, I'm the only one I'm allowed to officially make K100 porn. I need to beat that up.
Hey, I can beat that. Let me hold the mic, okay?
That
can make K100 porn here.
Well,
you can't make a satellite porn submitting it to K100. If I'm not in the building with the camera, it's not going down.
You're going to be there because you're going to be the one that's smashing, so you're going
to
be there.
See, once again, you trying to give away my dick. Once again. Here we go. You people. I got people on the line right now like, what the fuck, probably. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
Well, she just said she's giving away anyway. It ain't no way. Don't really
matter. What you say? What the fuck?
Flea market. We got some flea market dingley.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I know what you're
doing.
Whatever. I'm not even finna feed into it. I'm not finna feed into it. How many of y'all been to Vegas?
I have.
Not me. I want to go though.
What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's all I know.
Also true.
Okay, one has a trip to Vegas.
And I lost a lot of money.
That's what I was going to say. The cruise, the K100 cruise, we're going to do that, whatever, but I would like to get a K100, all of my really K100 people who call in the show and everybody that's in the private group. Once again, if you want to be a part of the private group, just hit me up on Facebook. I want to take a goddamn, I think a trip to Vegas would be hard, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
It was off the chain, man. Vegas was off the chain. I had a great time. I'm fucking tired as hell. I got jet lag or something, I think. I really need to get off this damn show and go to sleep. But the time I had there, off the fucking chain. I had a great time.
It is.
Yeah. So I think everybody.
We should have planned that for 2012. We already got a 2011 trip, so we have.
No, we can just go during the summer. You can go during a different earlier in 2011.
Yeah, because I want to go when it's hot. You feel me?
Summertime,
you know, yeah.
Yeah,
I want to go in the summertime. You feel me? But I mean, even if it's like that in fucking. No, what is it, December?
May,
I can only imagine what that shit
May
is like in the summer,
June.
Man.
It's,
yeah, that shit's going to be crazy.
It's a whole lot of more people. It's a whole lot of more people and a whole lot less clothes. A whole lot of
you take me to my birthday in July. I won't mind.
Hey, we should all have just go for everybody.
Yes,
just, yeah, we should all just have a birthday party.
Cancer?
A cancer birthday party.
Yeah,
oh, that might go down. It might get out of control.
I can't, because, I mean, half of us is already, and we're not too far. I know I wouldn't.
But I suggest y'all go, though. I suggest y'all go because I had a great time when I went. You feel what I'm saying? It was great. It was great. Hey, Derek.
Yo.
Does the kind of music you listen to reflect when you and your personality?
I guess.
What do you listen to?
Because I don't know, like, I'm kind of
like, he sounds
like
he can listen to country.
I mismatch everything.
What?
Like, so I don't really know. Like, I go through, I don't know. No, matter of fact, not really, because, no, I don't think so.
Okay. But that's what the show was about tonight.
Like, I'm saying, like I said, I got Jeezy, I got Ross, I got, you know, all that. But right now, really, I've been listening to Trey.
Whoa. Wait a minute, do you ride around bumping Trey? Like, do you ride around just bumping it, like fucking listening to it like heavy?
And then I put it on the next round of CD. But it's not like every time you hear you see me coming down the road, I got Trey on. I'm not talking about Trey songs. I'm talking about Trey the Truth.
Who?
From Trey the Truth from Houston.
What you know about Trey?
Hey, you know what? You know that's good. Switch it up. Switch it up.
Oh.
I don't listen to fucking Trey songs. Hell no.
Oh, all right. Well, that's what I thought you were talking about, though,
y'all
now.
That shit up.
Oh, okay. My bad. All right.
Yeah,
All right. You're back.
Hell
back. Because I haven't even heard of the homie.
I had to listen to what everybody was saying. Like, nah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know about dude. So, you feel me? Must be a Texas thing.
And it's an underground thing.
I've been listening to him for a while, but like I just started listening to him a lot lately. So, I already know like the stuff he be talking about. It don't really reflect me.
Uh-huh.
Not as much as at least not like the stuff he did. But as far as like the whole message about the truth and everything, like I kind of I feel that concept he's coming from. So that's why I like that. And I feel like that's kind of how I am.
Well, I'm gonna have to check him out.
Just
if he's independent. If he's an independent, I'm going to have to check him out. I guess I'll look him up on Facebook and try and get him an interview or whatever. And see if I can get him on the show and get some of the music on here. I'll check him out then.
Trey the Truth.
All right. I guess because Janice from Texas also, so I guess it's what's popping in Texas.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I'll check for him. I asked Noonie about him. Noonie should know, too. I'll see if I can get some of his music. I'll check him out. All right. Look, everybody, I'm, like, really tired, so I'm going to end the show tonight. I'm going to have this is going to be a really brief after party. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Once again, this is K100 Internet Radio. This is the after party. You feel me? We'll be here tomorrow, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We air live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We went over to the after party. Like I said, sometimes we'll go over 10 o'clock and have a little after party tonight and open up all the mic lines and kind of have a free-for-all. Once again, if you want to be my friend on Facebook, look me up on Facebook, Blizzum, Sorrow Blizzum Blue, that's my name. Just put Blizzum in there, both on my music page. Fan my music page, fan the K100 page, and if you want to be in the K100 private group, hit me up and let me know. This is the end of episode 120. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And I'm out, man. I'll catch y'all on the page. I'll later.
All right.